Hey man, you already know how the f- we rocking. It's another very special episode of Bad for the Community. We are back. It feels good to be back. We left y'all on a little hiatus, but we are here to break down everything that needs to be broken down by yours truly. It is Rob the 508 God on the mic.
Yes, sir.
I love the support. And we got Tomo to my left, St. East to my left as well.
Gang.
And we got the master of the chambers himself, Nate Nix in the room.
Hey, how you doing?
And as you can see, next to me is one of my ops. Nah, I'm fucking with you. Nah, this is a real good friend of ours, a talented dude, and we've had him on the podcast. It's just one of those in the vault moments. You feel me? But I feel like there's no more. This is the appropriate time to have you make your return. After a very impressive performance at the chambers, yeah. And we'll get into
why
that.
You always say the chambers.
What is
the
it?
Chamber?
The chamber. All right. And we're gonna get into that for the people who don't know. But to my left, I got EXO Shakeem in the building.
What's up?
Make some noise for this man.
Yes, sir.
Make some noise for that man, bro.
EXO Shakeem, you know, man. Shout out my nigga Dion too. He in the room with us.
And Dion is in the room as well. Shout out to Dion, bro. You a legend, bro.
I said visual DST, man.
One of someone's favorite memories, like I posted in the story, like, what's your favorite memories? It's like Dion crying during the church.
That's a good moment. That's a legendary moment right there.
But shit, we got a lot to break down, and
it's
I know
spicy at the table.
And I like that we had some time because you know what happens in this internet era? Everybody's so quick to be the first one to be on some shit. But now, you know, whatever we're talking about in the it's marinated. We've had some time to think about it. And even live a little bit. You know, last week we had a very special week with the chamber. And yep. For those who don't know, it was basically it's like a versus, but it's on the next level. It's a head-to-head tournament between some of the most talented MCs of Boston. And this is an event thrown by Thrill. That's Cam and Steph. Shout out to them. Shout out to them for even considering us. And it was four of us. We got Tomo, EXO, me, and Nate performing. And there was also C4, Retro, Milkshot Benedict, and Dom Dior.
Yep.
Dom Dior is yours truly. So let's just get it right into it. How do we feel getting
out of it? I won.
So talk your shit.
Like, you know what I mean? When it came down to it, none of the niggas in this room were rooting for me. Literally, no one here was like, oh, Nate's gonna win.
This nigga
Eve's like retro. Like, shout out Retro, but like nigga me.
Retro.
This nigga Rob, obviously he's rooting for himself, Tomo rooting for himself. And this nigga Dion though. This nigga was like, I don't know, I gotta see who the crowd rooting for. Like, cause you never know the home crowd favorites. I don't know, you know what I mean? Nigga did not. Niggas was not really looking to me to actually win this shit. You feel me? I came into it. The only nigga that was saying off rip that Nate's gonna win, my nigga Sadiq. Shout out my nigga Sadiq, man.
He did
nah,
say that.
No. You was a popular vote. We threw it on the story. Like,
I thought you said Tomo was a popular
on the story
vote.
In real life.
But Tomo's on the other side. Was saying that you was gonna win.
In real life.
Yeah, I'm saying.
In real life.
Nah, but
in real life. That's what really matters.
It was your side was Dom Dior. That's who you went against in the first round. And then it was C4 and Retro going against each other. And whoever won that was going to verse you or Dom. Mm-hmm. Right? And people were saying it was either you or C4. It was like, that was the overwhelming
and it
favorite.
It was me. That and nigga it, C4 didn't even make it out the first round.
Talk about
that
it.
That nigga Retro is kind of a horse, though. That nigga forced it. He's lit.
Facts.
He's kind of goated. I'm not
claimed
gonna lie.
I'm going to give that to Ease. He claimed that shit. And then on the other side, in the first round, it was me versus EXO Shakeem. And then it was Tomo versus Milkshot Benedict. Right? So before
now, you shouldn't even be on the couch. You didn't make it out the first round either.
Well, shit, I didn't even perform.
Should Rob be on the couch?
Did Rob get robbed?
Okay, he thought about
let's
that
talk
one.
About yeah, it. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about that
oh,
one.
Snap.
But before we even get to the events and breaking that shit down, and if you don't even care, skip ahead. But you're missing out because it was a really
was
dope
hard.
Event.
It was dope. Everyone did a great job.
How did y'all feel going into the event? Like before actually entering the chamber, what was the mindset going into it?
Yeah, I feel like I have
far,
the least,
how far back?
I feel like I have the least to say about it considering I was in the spectating view of it. You know,
all that nigga was thinking about was
what
yep.
This nigga said.
He's like, I'm not vlogging. Retro
bullshit. Nah, I mean, like, I thought regardless was gonna
why
be.
Why is he answering the
I'm
question?
Saying, he wasn't asking you, bro.
Oh, I can't speak on it?
Go ahead.
Say it, y'all got it.
Now I don't even want to talk no more.
That's wild.
All right, Tomo. I feel like funny enough, Tomo was like the most nonchalant nigga going into it.
I was.
The whole nigga time, the like, brother should go first. He lost.
Facts. No, but I put so much effort, I got to be last.
That's crazy.
I overprepared.
Yeah. You did put on, you I don't know.
In the weeks going up to it, I wasn't really thinking about it that much. And then when I started seeing the tweets come out like a couple days before, I was just like,
oh shit.
I was just like, all right, let me see. Because I felt like the most important part of the thing was like picking which songs you was going to do, your song arrangement. That was very key. And it honestly didn't matter how good your performance was. It really mattered like the crowd engagement and how hype you could get them.
That's a fact.
Type shit. Because they were saying that she didn't need to do performance tracks. So I was the whole time, like, I want to say probably like Thursday, I think I was picking out songs. I was like, all right, which song should I do first? And I was just like, I was playing through songs, seeing if I remember certain words to songs and shit. And then by Thursday night, I had it. And then Friday, I was like, bet, it's smooth. I ran through my songs a couple of times. And then Saturday, I ran through my songs a couple of times when we was outside. And then just went in and did my thing.
I think I never seen that from you before. A nigga sitting out there just going through his shit, rapping his shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When we entered, he was just rapping to himself. Yeah, I was like, standing on some shit, of course.
No, I'm saying, I never seen you doing that like before the show like that. Shit. You know what I mean? That shit was hard.
When did it hit you like, oh, shit, I might have to put a little bit of effort into this?
Never.
It was a performance at the end of the day, though.
I was just glad to perform, bro. I had to perform in a grip. I just wanted to, like, just rock out with a bunch of people, no bullshit. What I really thought the most about was just, like, picking the order of the songs I've been emphasizing type shit, you feel me?
Now,
like
but you set, brought but the clothes, too, though. You brought the clothes, so there was some thought process of, like...
Nah, but I always bring out clothes at my shows, and I had to bring it out in a grip. And I had a bag of clothes that I was gonna bring out at my next show regardless, and it just happened to be my next show.
And I feel like that was on some business shit, no? Or is that you trying to sway the crowd?
Both.
It was a little bit of both.
He said, I want to win.
I'm about to give this shit out, but I didn't expect that shit
to
I feel
like you waited too long.
What you mean?
I feel like you waited too long to be like, oh, I'm about to pass it out. I feel like you should have done that either in the first or second round.
You're saying he lost the round by the time he gave out the clothes?
I did it in the second round.
When he gave out the rest of the clothes.
But that's when I feel like at that point, niggas already knew, like, no, you did it in the second round?
Yeah.
Okay, my fault. I'm remembering it wrong.
When I went up, I announced, I was like, yo, I'm going to be giving away clothes in the second round and doing unreleased in the third round.
So he's like, you want me to get to the second round?
I was like, yeah.
So I can get the clothes.
All right, XO.
That was a good strategy.
What's the thought process going into it?
Yeah, for me, I was working on my set list like 3 weeks in advance. You know what I'm saying? For real. So it was really about that strategy. And I knew it was going to come down to the audience and just what they was feeling. And then like that energy, you know what I'm saying? From the beginning to the end. Ultimately,
okay.
True. I felt strong about it.
You gotta go now.
You
gotta go now because I won this shit, bro. Like, I'm gonna speak lies, bro. I'm gonna let
you got that. You got.
Should have went first.
Yo, so P, right? So everything they're saying is valid. Like I knew at the end of this is a popularity contest. Like it's about. Well, more than that, obviously it's about the performances, everything, but the crowd is going to determine it all. The moment they set the rules that like the crowd's cheers at the end of the round is going to determine it. Yeah. It was bigger than just like coming through with the best song or the best performance. Like you had to have the crowd engage. It doesn't matter what you put on. If the crowd's not feeling it, you're not making it past the round.
You?
Sure.
Sheesh.
Sure.
That joke will not be relevant much longer. But, Man.
I'm hating on the ice,
but nah, she gotta drop the next one. She gotta drop the next one. She gotta just keep moving. Facts.
Get me on there. Let me write for her.
You can get their whole hairstyle.
So I'm just going into it.
She had to change
it. You feel me? I'm already at a disadvantage. I haven't dropped music in a minute. And you know, now it's motivating me. I gotta get back in my bag. You know, people wanna see that. But so I just knew that with the popularity stands or just like the crowd, I was gonna have to work a little bit harder. You know what I mean? And we did the poll. And I can't last in the poll. Fuck y'all niggas. No, I'm playing.
In the poll that you put
else,
up.
You know who else did too, though? Retro.
Retro. Niggas was
and
sleeping.
He left it up to the music, bro. Yeah.
He lost that poll with C4?
Yeah.
That one was close.
No, but it was four of y'all. It wasn't just between.
Yeah, like, he had the lowest thing. His thing was like a little... And then he was like, I love being the underdog.
So I'm just going into it, like, the whole thought process, like, my theme was killing niggas. I'm coming in... I'm destroying y'all niggas.
Strategy.
Nah, because to me, bro, I'm from the school of like,
hard knocks.
Rap is a competition. Rap is a sport. And it's like the best man will survive type shit. And I have to play into that. So obviously I got love for every artist that's on the bill. I don't got no smoke for EXO, but I came in like I got a body this nigga. I came in with the shirts. I printed them shirts the same day.
Why you leave Dom off the shirt, man?
Bro, there was only six spots, bro. I'm sorry.
Damn, Dom
bro.
Wasn't on the shirt? That's bro, crazy.
I love Dom to death, bro. He wasn't making it past the first round, bro. That's no diss to him. Nate just was more prepared, bro.
I was very prepared.
It's just what it comes down to. Got to just keep it a buck, right? But the shirt had, you know, the rest of the six of the people, right? Their faces. And then it was a Kendrick Lamar line. I got love for you all, but I'm trying to murder you niggas, trying to make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. That's the mentality.
Because Dom's not a nigga. That's you should have opened. That's pretty bad.
Makes sense. But that's just the mentality I'm going into it. So I went to Party City. I got little foam tombstone and I even made the shirt. One of the shirts was
nigga
white.
Spent bread to lose.
You too.
I was a little over prepared. Clothes.
Nah, competition. Oh wait, what you mean competition?
To be in it.
I ain't spending no bread on that shit, nigga.
You didn't get the.
I told y'all niggas I was spending no bread on that shit.
That nigga didn't even put his bread. You put the bread in?
Well, I did.
You didn't put the bread in, nigga. You owe me 20 bills.
Bad sport.
Nah, bro.
Nah. They said it was one nigga that didn't do
nah,
it.
Nah, you gotta give him free socks.
I ain't have no bread, bro.
I give him free socks now.
Yeah, we get another pair of the socks, man.
That's $30 right there, nigga. You already got it.
I paid what?
You didn't pay me for them shit like
yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
When?
Jeez. I sent it to you on Cash App.
Oh, you did?
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. See, nigga thought I was just, nigga. Let me get them shits. Let me get two more.
So I had the shirt. I had the white shirt. It had the bloody handprints and everything. I'm really going with this idea. I had a slideshow I came up with last minute. It was on some like put a nigga on the Summer Jam screen type shit. And all the competitors had their like little funny meme and everything. And that's just what I went into. You feel me? Like even during the performance, there was like a little moment of silence I made everybody do. They thinking I really lost somebody. You know, I'm really in my actor bag. And I pull out the tombstone.
So do you feel like that played against you?
Definitely.
Yeah, it did.
But
before we break that down, do you want to hear Nate or are we just getting right into it?
I had a question for you. The world needs to know. What's did up? You actually not know his name or did you just say that?
You say Jacoby Martin.
I didn't say Jacoby Martin.
You said Jacoby.
You said Jacoby.
I said Jacoby.
That shit was crazy.
Oh, I'm so that's why you came back. Like, my name really is Exo Shaquille.
This is the ultimate disrespect.
I didn't know that. I really thought I said Jacoby. Like, I literally looked up his credits. I got to know this nigga's last name and everything, bro.
Jacoby See, Martin.
Jacoby. That's all right.
Because I know your name is Jacoby. I know your name is Jacoby.
Like, actually, Jacoby's like a white name.
Jacoby?
So?
Yeah.
It was just
Jacoby Ellsbury.
It was just the in the moment thing.
I've seen white and black people with the name. But Jacoby Harris. There was a quarterback for like Miami.
Mix? White and black? You mean like white and black?
Like
white and black people, Jacoby.
But that was nothing personal. I was probably in the moment. I really didn't mean to say Jacoby. All right,
that's cool.
But I think all those
that was nothing personal. When I said that, when you were dead, I meant to say Jacoby.
I didn't say he was dead. I said his career
he was
after
like,
that
here
moment.
Lies Jacoby Martin. Everybody was like, because you really thought he was like making a moment of silence. Yeah. I was like, damn, who passed? I was like, that's fucked
and that's
up.
That's all. I was like, this nigga's a dickhead.
Yeah.
It was like, everyone's quieting down. I'm like,
Teppy, he said, this nigga's a dickhead. You know, it's funny too, because when he broke it down to me, like, this is what I'm about to do, I'm like, oh, that's hard.
The funniest shit too.
But then I see it actually in the moment, I'm like,
when he pulled off the shirt, I thought he was about to go shirtless. And then it was just another shirt, bro. Yeah, that shit blew my mind, bro. That's funny, bro.
That shit was crazy.
The niggas had the handprints on it.
Did niggas understand that there was handprints?
Yeah. I didn't keep that until after you got off stage.
Oh, okay.
I can see it, but I don't think niggas would have known. It just looked like a
design. So like you just pulled off the same shirt with just white, and I was just like, yo, this nigga's funny, bro.
So there was just a lot of thought process. Like I walked away from it because, you know, humbly I lost to Jacoby. We watched the video back and he just got the lot of cheers. I will say I feel like it was a little skewed. I feel like the system is a little flawed. I'm not gonna hold you. I'm not saying you didn't deserve to get passed, but you know, I feel like if it was a different crowd, the shenanigans would have pushed it ahead. But I feel like people seen like, yo, this guy's kind of doing the most. He's kind of a little cocky. You feel me? And yeah. I might not even be familiar with his music too much.
Like,
why is he doing the most? And like, I could see why it could turn you off and be like, now I want to humble this nigga. I could see that. Because even observing it, like, and we'll talk about it, how the later rounds happened, you know, the people who ended up being in the finals, being EXO and Nate, their approach the whole time was like, humble. Like, they was real humble. Like, even the moment I could see, like, Nate's face, everybody's cheering for him. He's an overwhelming winner in his round, and this nigga got the straight face, and he was playing into that. That nigga's cocky as hell inside. He's like, these niggas ain't got it.
He ain't saying that on camera.
Not at all.
He's a performer.
He ain't saying that on camera.
I wasn't.
Oh, nigga
I
tweeted.
I won! Because I won.
You did win.
I won. You couldn't tweet that.
And it's his birthday.
Yeah. My strategy going into it was like, you know, I was like the same as like Jacory, you know what I mean? Like 3 weeks in advance. Like they reminded me about the event because I kind of forgot about it. Cam called me. He was like, yo, it's going to be on the 24th. And I was like, oh shit, that's like, or he like wanted to get a date solidified and he said the 24th. I was like, that's the day after my birthday. So I don't know if I'm even free that day to do that. You know what I mean? But I ended up like clearing my schedule that day just for this particular event. And I wasn't really like super excited about it because I was like, I don't like being in competition with people. You feel me? Like competition is cool, but I don't like going up against people because I feel like it's like, obviously, like only one person can win, and for every like, it's like if one person wins, that means that there gotta be someone that's gonna lose, and if someone loses, then it's like it can like it just I don't know. I feel like no one's a loser. You feel me? Like when it comes down to this shit, especially if niggas is working mad hard and putting in mad effort and energy into their shit, into their craft.
So that's like the participation trophy speech, you know what I mean? Come on, there's losers in this shit. There's, I lost, nigga.
And it just feels weird to me. Cause they'll like be like, oh, like not just that you lost, but I beat you too.
I ain't
you
lost, me? Nigga. The crowd lost, nigga.
Nah, you, that nigga sitting right there to both of these niggas
bread,
out.
Nigga.
Hey, bro,
both of these niggas out.
I lost bread to this nigga Dubem.
Damn.
Who's you rooting for?
Retro. He put money on you.
Yeah. Damn. I'm good money. Like, nah. That's the thing. Good money, nigga.
Yeah.
You put your money on the wrong nigga. Retro is good money, but I'm gooder money, nigga.
I don't regret it. I'm gooder money.
Yo, I will say this.
I'm gooder money.
I will say this, right? So
at least on that day, nigga.
Like we said, like the order is so important.
It is. And this is what me and Jacory's talking about too.
Yep.
I had prepared, like I put together a bunch of different possible brackets. And I was like, yo, if I go up against C4, then I know what I can do to get C4 out of there. Mm. And if I go up against Retro, then I know what I can do to get Retro out of there. But the Retro route is way harder.
Was your order going to switch regardless, or are you going to use the same songs?
It was a different order. Mm. I went with my C4 order when we went to the tracks earlier because I was like, I hope that Retro loses right here. Shout out to Retro. But I was like, I want to go up against C4 because I feel like I wanted to do those songs more. Not because I wanted to like, but it was like, I feel like if I do those songs can get me through and I will feel way more comfortable. But I ended up having to do the remix in the second round.
We'll talk about that.
And I didn't want to do that. I wanted to do that last. Right? I was like, that would definitely get me through. Or I wanted to do that.
From the way you're talking, you're making it seem like you thought Retro is your biggest threat.
Yeah, for sure.
So did y'all feel the same way about certain people? It's just like, I don't give a fuck about any of these niggas in front of me.
My biggest thing
Retro
was
the highest energy performer I ever saw.
My thing was like, I wasn't trying to lose the first round, bro. It ended up happening. But that was my goal. Like, because
That's why you lost.
No. Because what happened was this, right?
Nah, but be honest,
I numbered my songs, so the DJ knows my order.
Yeah.
For the rest of the niggas, they started passing around a paper. They said, yo, I need your order. Write down your songs. And then they passed it to me. I see Tomo's order, and I'm thinking, if I make it to the next round, I have to see Tomo's number 3 and his number 4. And I seen it, and I was like, this nigga's cheating. I was going to lose. I was going to lose that round. He had 4 a.m. and then he was going to play Benz and have Key come on. Mm-hmm. The fact that EXO made it through Benz.
That's real negativity.
That shit was crazy. I fucked up. Yeah. I should have let him go first. Because if I would have ended with Benz, then I would have got through.
And on top of that, momentum.
You forgot the lyrics in 4 a.m.
I'm hip. I said that as soon as I got off. I was like, shit. But apparently a lot of niggas didn't notice. But you noticed because you performer, so you know the song. Yeah. For me, so like
some niggas knew too. They have seen it.
I'll skip a little bit to that round. EXO, you had a house music track.
Yeah,
so, I wasn't expecting that.
So that's why I was mad excited.
Once I seen niggas moving, I was like, yeah,
he got it.
Was you worried a little bit when Benz came and Key came?
I was kind of shook. No cap, nigga. I was like, he used the feature. I was like, damn.
You know what my strategy was gonna be if I made it past the first? I was gonna break the rules. I was just gonna do battle rap. I was gonna like, I had a diss track in my mind.
To the second round to lose automatically.
No, but I wasn't gonna lose. I was gonna disqualify myself. So either way, niggas was gonna walk away from that. Like, oh shit, this nigga did that shit.
That nigga nice.
You feel me? And the rule, the technicality, because I'm not beating Benz, bro. That's not that attitude, nigga. Nah, bro. I could be honest. I just gotta come with harder. The thing is, I had harder shit in the tuck for us. I had the strategies of like playing unreleased music. Cause the same thing with Tomo. At the end of the day, it's an opportunity to perform. I haven't performed new music in a moment. I really just wanted to get unreleased music out. And nice. Thanks to XO, y'all didn't hear that shit. So blame him, bro. Nah, I'm playing.
Nah, get out.
I know y'all gonna hear it soon. We talked about this shit too. We were saying that like, you need to do more shows for real. Cause like, you for know sure. what I mean? You got a lot of shit coming up and niggas want to see you on stage more.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But I think like once I saw like you do bends, like I was like, wow. This nigga really want to win this shit.
You do.
You know what I mean,
I seen that.
I don't take you. I don't take you for a nigga that takes shit seriously, bro. I really did not think you wanted to win this shit. Like I didn't think you wanted to win for real. But then the second round, I was like, oh, this nigga really want
to
win.
I just wanted to get to
win.
The final round and do this song off this tape that I'm working on with Dirty. And gotcha. At that point, I was just gonna leave it into the crowd's hands. Like I wasn't gonna, cause I could have put some other shit, but I had to put like I put a sad song at the end. So I was just about to just Retro tried to put that in the second round.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
I was gonna do that in the last round.
I watched the video back. I'm seeing the crowd like change from like the shit. Cause like, I feel like if they really should have let niggas just change their shit. Like I did that. Like when I was going through, like I had my set order, but like, I also know the rules of the competition. You feel me? Like they sent the document, they sent you the document, right?
Yeah. They said you switch it around, right?
Yeah. Like you can do whatever songs you want. The order is just so that he can have it queued up or whatever. But when I got up there after Retro did his song, I was like, I'm not doing Grover after this. Like, I'm not doing that song. I'm doing a different one.
You waited for the final for that one.
Yeah, because I was like, why would I do this song right here? I seen the way that the crowd reacted to the song that he did. It was Die Alive. That shit's hard. That shit, they didn't feel it, though. They weren't rocking
with
it.
Is that the second one?
Yeah, that was the second song he did.
What really happened with that, from my perspective, is I love the change of, like, pace that song was.
Like, I was rocking out to that
shit. I feel like he might have been a little gassed out, because now he's screaming for a song that's supposed to be a vibe. Like, we supposed to move, and he's, like, carrying the same energy he did with the other songs.
Yeah, because he lost his voice. He kind of had to scream, because he's like, you can't really sing when you don't have your voice.
But I think that's where it lost him. Yeah. Lost some points right there.
That nigga C4. Because C4 went hard, too.
Yo, we got to talk about that upset.
I don't think C4 loses his voice. No bullshit. I be hearing him scream all the time. Yeah. He screamed because he was screaming. I feel like Retro was like, damn, all right, you scream? I can scream louder. And he did. And he got through. But then his voice was shot.
Nah, C4 we got to talk about that upset first round. It's Retro. It's
that's
C4.
Not an upset, bro.
Hey, I don't know why people can say that.
Retro is nice, bro.
No.
C4 is nice,
saying,
too, but Retro is nice.
And that's no disrespect to Retro. Maybe he deserves to win in that moment. I'm saying in the sense of like, C4 is a seasoned performer. We've had him on here. We've talked about his performances.
Yeah, one of
like,
the best performers in the
should have chose different songs, bro.
I definitely think so, too.
Try to choose songs to go up with Retro when he could have just brought it into his own world.
I don't even
know
if that's what he did. To me, it felt like he did like songs where he was like, these are just like, this is something light to me. And then like, he'll get to the next round and do better and do like his harder shit, like the shit that he knows people are going to fuck
that's
with
what I'm
even
saying.
More.
You can't do that. You got to bust out the gates, nigga.
Yo, and shout out to Cam and Steph for creating this format, because there's so much strategy that goes into it, because you could go that route, like, yo, I'm going to put it light. I'm going to, you know, have some light shit in the beginning and then, you know, gradually increase. But if you don't make it past the first round, you never even get to that point. Nice. You might fuck up by not putting your hardest shit first.
Like you were saying, every round is game seven.
Exactly. It's game seven.
So you
got
to go right now.
C4 didn't, elimination. He didn't do it. He probably saved the, he thought he was going to walk. What did he say? He literally.
Yeah, he was like, you're going to do something nice and slight.
Nah, we did they did the coin flip. Retro was like, you go first. What did he say?
Stupid. Yeah, I feel like he came in with like a certain energy, and I think that also came down to it too. Is like the
cocky
crowd.
Niggas got out of it.
Yeah, because I was saying you were gone. Because you were gone. You and C4 were gone. Gone.
That's funny, bro.
Gone. Gone. I think like, to be honest, I don't know, bro. I really feel like Milk probably should have got through, but he rapped for mad long.
Okay, objectively,
when he did the second song, I was like, But then it kept going.
It kept going, exactly.
So then I was like, he's gonna lose him. I was like, he's gonna lose him.
Because the songs are fire. It's just too long.
Yeah.
I feel like you're like, the energy
was
just like.
And then he had good engagement
down
in between the songs, too. But then they weren't enforcing that time limit shit.
Facts. I'm hurt. But they were supposed to.
I wasn't gonna cut it because they didn't do it in the other rounds. Like, they didn't cut the other rounds.
Yeah.
But they did make a mention of it.
Facts. Yeah, I remember, like, they were saying, because they said that to you, right? When you did it.
But my time limit, it's not because of me. The DJ messed up the first time with the.
It was because of you. I timed it up. It was still 8.5 minutes, even without that shit happening. The shit was long because he was talking. And the same thing, C4's was long.
Yeah, it was all the theatrics in between.
But man, that's what you got to do with a show. I was keeping the people entertained. They liked it.
Well,
but
that's the music speak for itself.
That's what I walked away. That's definitely what I walked away from. I walked away with a mini ego death. You feel me? XO, you might have retired.
He changed
Rob.
His whole name.
I have a new name now. It's over. You feel me? The rebrand has begun. You know, but like that's what I went into. It's just like gotta let the music speak for itself. Maybe they ain't, because even when I'm explaining like my mindset going into it, what's the first thing I'm bringing up? The antics, instead of like actually like the music and everything. And not to say the performance, I was proud of my performance and I was excited for like the songs I was gonna do, but I probably would have just done better if it wasn't for all the antics. Like if it's a different crowd, I feel like they'd appreciate it a little bit more. If like the rap crowd of like, but it's a community
like said,
event.
Like I said, it wasn't the rap crowd in there.
Nah, bro.
There was a nigga in the crowd.
I'm on some URL shit, bro.
There was a nigga
that's
in the crowd.
I'm viewing
but
it.
It's not battle rap though.
But that's
it said that's
the
first
chamber.
Rule.
It's a versus, bro.
The first rule is it's not battle rap.
But it's still
what was
a
he doing
theatric,
that made battle rap?
Like nothing I did was the battle theatric. Rap, bro.
He's talking about the them niggas definitely pulling shit out. Are you wearing suits and shit?
But it wasn't
battle.
But these are my actual songs.
I'm ahead, but that what you did had nothing to do with the song.
But it plays into
no, it doesn't,
the performance.
Bro.
I mean, clearly,
you
I learned that.
Theatrics. You pulled out a tombstone for a nigga and put up that shit on the screen.
It was theatrics,
but
it wasn't like he was
like
spitting at the nigga on the
screen.
No,
but I'm saying
I mean?
He's
like,
doing all this shit, but then that has nothing to do with the song he performed.
So, yes, looking back,
and the niggas didn't know the song, and the niggas didn't know the song, so you talking about got it on lock, and they're like, got it on lock. They don't even know like how it goes.
Nah, they learned it a little bit.
Because you took so much time doing all that, you could have been teaching them the hook properly.
Hey, looking back at it, I probably cut down on it and just focus on the performance. You know,
but I think it's important, though, like that it's like, because I was rehearsing every single day leading up to that shit for 2 weeks.
Try
making
on.
Sure that I knew exactly that's what right. I was going to do, have my breath control down. Yeah. I was even raising my voice because I was like, I know I'm going to be screaming. I'm not trying to lose my voice because the same shit that I saw happen at Retro, I was like, I can't let that shit happen to me. Mm. I be losing my voice every time. And I'm like, yo, I can't let that shit happen. So I'm talking way louder. I'm like screaming that shit to myself every single day. You feel me? To make sure that I'm prepared for this shit. And I got through and I'm like, I win this shit. And it's like, I'm like, word, that's hard work paying off. And I feel like the niggas that put in the most work got the most out of it.
Two things.
That's what it takes, nigga.
Yo, two things about your performance. One observation. Yo, I think it was the first round against Dom. Yeah, one song where the beat dropped and it was bang.
Yeah.
Everybody exploded.
Yeah, that shit was a fourth.
That was a fourth. At that point, I was like, this nigga's not playing with niggas, bro. It's over. But now we got to discuss something real. I'm asking all of y'all. Fuck Nate.
Real quick, though, this is also like, if niggas know, but if you don't know what 01 Rose is, I don't know. That's just mad funny. That's some real internal shit, but only like me, Dom, Johnny, and like a couple other niggas know about that. That's why I did that song, because I was like, this shit really actually like funny to me that they had me going up against Dom in the first round. Like, niggas laugh about 01 Rose. That's just mad funny.
This is a question for everybody, but Nate. Nate, don't answer this. On some truthful shit, he had a remix of Silent Hill. He had a Silent Hill remix. You great know, song. Kendrick. Yeah. Kendrick pushed these niggas up. Me like,
hold up, Nate. Stop all that talk, then when did you drop it? Push you niggas off me like, get the fuck off me like, push you niggas off me like what?
Cut these niggas off me like,
push you niggas off me like.
Oh, no.
So he remixed it. He kept the Kendrick hook. And everybody obviously knows the Kendrick hook. And is that a cheat code?
Did I bring out Kendrick?
No. Is that
it's
a cheat code?
It's not cheating.
It's
like
not
you
cheating,
said,
but
it's not against
cheat code.
The rules.
The same way that he had
but
the cheat code.
As a nigga who was betting against him and had money on Retro, so I lost. Right there, I didn't
the
know.
The moment that came
the
on.
The moment he put the mic to Sadiq fucking finished the line.
It was over.
I looked at the Bama, I was like, yo, what's your cash up? I was like, that's it.
How much was it?
It was only 20 bucks. No, I said 50, 20. But he didn't want to do 50. So he's like, I will stop at 20.
You should have done 50. Come on, dude, I'm good money, bro. You should have done 50.
You should have done 100.
Should have put a band
on dogs.
Not cheating, but cheat code.
I didn't even know you had the Kendrick hook in there for real. So
is the Kendrick hook being there?
It's a little cheat code.
It's a little cheat code. Because you're like, betting on everybody knowing this, and they're gonna know
they
that
knew
shit.
The song.
If everything's about crowd engagement, everyone knows that. Push these niggas at me like
everybody
like,
knew my shit too.
Thanks.
I don't know lost, nigga. I don't know how you lost. I'm like,
this nigga pulled out the house shit.
That's no shit. Was XO, but like, I don't know. I don't know.
Bro, you see how many lights was on this nigga Nate when he was doing that shit?
I should. But it brings up the discussion of like how the chamber is going to be done moving forward. Cause this discussion is like the crowd engagement is cool, but is it a great reflection?
Yeah. I feel you.
Of like, who,
I thought it was, do you
won?
Think, I think that they should go with names. Like if you're doing like chant the person's name, I think that makes way more sense because then you really get to see who's like fucking with the person more. Because
you can
like
only say one name.
Exactly.
Because there's going to be niggas who vote for both people. They might cheer for both people, you know?
And then, I kind of like the way it was.
Or
it was
like, if there's like a virtual meter or something.
That's what I think about when niggas was in school.
On your phone, maybe you vote. A QR code that you scan.
Yeah, but that takes too much time though. Yeah, I feel like that's what they want to do.
It's
going to
die in between. Yeah.
I think that I thought the way that it was working was fine. Like having it be like loud and whoever's louder, because sometimes you can gauge it by whoever's like whichever gets the louder chance. And then if it doesn't get to that, then do names. I thought it was
some
fine.
Real shit though.
If anything, they can have a decibel like
shit.
What?
It could be like on the screen. So once to get admitted into the event, you get like a red card and a green card, two different color cards.
Holding it up, right? I said the same thing, but they was like they didn't want to do that because they was like they wanted they're niggas, bro. They like niggas to scream and shit. They said they didn't want to do that. I said the same thing.
That shit would have been fire.
I think there just needs to be a better system of like being decisive.
But also they have to look and count it and shit like that because it might be close.
You just see, oh, if it's close,
it's harder. Because that was when I was like, all right, you're not just niggas. Y'all are smart niggas.
If you want to keep it simple, raise your hand. And you can only raise your hand for one. You can make noise and raise your hand, but at least it's a better gauge of like.
It's not though, because it's the same, because if it's close, then you have to count the hands. So it's like levels is like the easiest way to do it. Like I said, I think the way they did it was fine. Because sometimes, like I said, like in my rounds, it was very clear that I won. Like you could hear it.
For sure.
In other rounds it was closer. Then you had people doing the names,
and they need people in the back too.
Yeah,
it was mad people in the back.
No.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Sometimes it'll be a loud boom from the front, and the rest of the room is quiet.
You remember we were saying that shit when it was retro and C4. It was like it sounded like C4 won from where we were standing,
but you could see one corner was going harder.
But that's because of where we were.
Like that right side,
whole like crowd retro won for sure.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hold you. EXO, you got some good friends, bro. You got some great friends. They was going crazy for you, bro. I don't think that's any knock, though. Because at the end of the day, people should have been doing the same shit.
And they know how serious the creative process is, too. Like, they know that morning we're feeling good. Like, they know the story behind that shit. I'm just saying, as far as production, not even.
Uncuff the mic, bro.
As far as production, not even.
No, you can bring it closer.
Not even just.
They know that morning we're feeling good.
Just like even taking that alternative turn into like house music, you feel me? It's like niggas was like, oh, this shit could be something.
And that was Give DJ.
You feel me? Yeah, shout out to Give, for real.
But you know what? Though I'm saying is that it's not even just that his friends and his fans are like rooting for him.
They
heavy.
Skewed it
it's
a
that
little
you're
bit.
A dickhead, and they everyone who you put on that screen, all of their niggas that seen that shit were rooting against you. They were rooting for him.
There was too much bias.
I peeped about that. You kind of forced it because you didn't wait until you got into those rounds to put up those people.
Yeah, how many slide shows was I supposed to make?
You just three?
You were not at the first round.
Most of them was pictures. It could have been still a picture.
It could have been still.
But it's like you threw everybody shit up there. Niggas is like, bro, you didn't even get to that round yet.
You don't even get against me, nigga. What I do? Why I'm in it?
Hey man,
why retro was in it? You know, on the same side of the bracket.
You might have seen me. You might have seen me in the bottom. Hey man,
the one with C4 was crazy. Yeah?
I might put it up there. I might put it up there, but it was funny. I think it was. I just played into it, you know. And in totality, it was a lot to walk away from and learn from. And I think the person who deserved to win won, bro.
Facts.
At the end of the day, so shout out to Nate. Big shout out, even though the things.
What I'll say too is that when it comes down to theatrics and shit. Everything that you do in your performance should tie into your music. Mm. The music is the most important part of everything. Like you said earlier, the music is the most important part of your performance and everything, every time you perform. So if you're going to like bring out extra shit, you're going to do stuff, make sure that it ties into what it is that you're saying on the mic too with your lyrics. Because your lyrics are like, people are hearing those things. And I know it's like, we're in a weird like period with rap where niggas is like rapping over the tracks, you know what I mean? They're not really putting that much energy and emphasis on like performance tracks or actually performing, more so just energy. But like the crowd made, like all the niggas that rapped over their tracks, except for Retro, because even he was like, he was still like saying every word and like getting like real lit with the crowd. Everyone that rapped over their tracks didn't make it to the next round. You feel me? Like that's all I'm saying is like the two people in the finals were the ones that are rapping every word. You feel me? Like it's
I
still,
rapped every word, nigga. What you mean?
No, you didn't. And you just rapped over the track. I'm not hitting.
Nah, niggas have performance tracks, bro. Eze was with me in the studio.
This was not performance tracks.
It wasn't just tracks, bro.
That's not a performance track. Performance tracks is when you just leave the ad-libs and maybe like certain lines that you want
to. I can't bet on these sound systems, bro. I can't bet on these sound systems.
You played it smart. That wasn't enough.
I feel you.
I brought my own mic too. I played it smart too. You feel me? I was like, I gotta make sure that I'm setting myself up for
that
success.
That was mad smart. He had the wireless. Yeah. I was like, damn, nigga, if I had the wireless, bro,
still would have lost.
I wanted to, but outside they're like, where is this nigga? Disappeared. I wanted to make sure that my performance stood out. You feel me? So I did what I could to make myself stand out from the crowd. Feel me? It's like, rather, like, even if people didn't like the music or whatever, it's like, I knew that walking away with it or walking away from it, they would at least have to appreciate
shit,
that.
You made Dawson switch his whole fucking vote up.
He said Dawson was rooting for Nate. Yeah, he's got
no,
there.
No, but I'm wearing Myth. No, but you knew he was fucking retro, yeah, but he was like, damn, this nigga Myth down, you feel me? So it gotta be Nate.
Good.
Hey man, overall, I think it was a real dope event. I'm looking forward to the next chamber, and I hope everybody watching, if you wasn't there for the first one, make sure to be there for the next one. If you're
the next one's gonna be fire. Isn't the next one gonna be with like femme people?
Yep. I suggested that, but I don't know if they actually.
You're not the only one. You're not the only one that suggested. I think it's gonna be like femme people, and then like leading
up
to.
Who they thinking of?
I don't know, but leading up to like the Blair Bitch project that Key and Sadiq are doing, because I think that's gonna be.
I was telling Bria that she should do it, and then that's when I was like, oh,
Bria's not a rapper.
She be rapping,
but she's not a rapper though.
You have to be a rapper to be in the chamber.
I feel like if you're going up against other rappers. Yeah, but if it's like, you know, more like alternative than like Bria and like other alternative artists could do it. But if it's just rap, then it's like, it doesn't really make sense.
I think it's going to be a dope opportunity just to highlight the femme rappers or the femme, you know, artists who are, you know, like, because even when they're naming the list to me.
She don't even live out here no more.
Damn. Wait, who?
Dana.
Pimp.
She moved.
Oh, I was a hip. Damn. But that'd have been exciting too to see.
It wasn't confirmed when we were talking about it.
But I just think it's a dope that'd be a dope showcase to just highlight the talent that's in Boston. So we're looking forward to it. And then I guess at the end of it, what they want to do is 8 chambers. Yeah, and then the winners of each of those chambers is gonna meet up.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What you gonna do?
I'm gonna be like, yo.
They're gonna come up with another Kendrick Lamar remix.
No, I'm gonna. Nigga, it doesn't have to be Kendrick. It can be any artist. You know what I mean? I'm just nice.
Glorilla.
Like any song, you feel me? That's what I should have done. I had that one. Niggas don't know that. I had that one. Niggas don't know that. But here's the thing.
That would have been crazy.
But here's the thing, right? What I'm gonna do is, right? They're gonna do the Master of the Chamber event, and I'm gonna be in there. I'm gonna just, like, not even show up to the event. I'm gonna just have Young Rob take my place and have that nigga prepare for all them niggas, and then he gonna go up there and do what he do. And hopefully that nigga win.
I don't know if that's a diss enough.
I don't
know what he's saying.
But then when that
say.
Nigga get eliminated, when he ultimately gets eliminated in the first round of that again, then it'll come back around and then they'll win whatever whoever's going to win. And then I'll just spawn. Like the lights will go down. Like you know how the Undertaker be doing? The lights will go down. You hit that like little
he's boom, like, right,
and then the lights come back on. And I'm on the stage. And I got to go over against me to really win.
Yo, let me clear something up. I have no problem. Get your jokes off. You feel me? I don't give a fuck. You feel me? Get your jokes off. I'm dropping a project in October.
Yes, sir.
I'm dropping.
Do it.
Yes, sir.
Yo, this is a warning for niggas. All right? We're back on notice. We're back to regular scheduled programming.
Put
you
more
see
pressure
the rebrand. The date.
What's the date?
Nigga, you might see it on my birthday, October 13th.
What do we search to find this project?
Nigga, that's 4 days.
Because we're not searching Young Rob.
We better get to work. The 508 God.
The 508 God?
The 508 God. I just feel like it makes sense. You feel me? It's been my socials for a minute.
You should have bended that.
508 God, that's hard.
I didn't know what I wanted to do yet. You feel me? But
so when you, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by the 508 God?
I'm from Brockton. I'm in the 508, and even the 508 is not just Brockton. Man, but
it was some niggas from Taunton.
I didn't know Taunton had 508.
They do.
I did not know
Taunton,
that.
I knew Worcester.
Worcester, all that. It's all that. It's all that. But
I think it's all of Worcester. Worcester County.
It's basically everything, but Boston. Basically, right?
No, it's like all of Worcester County. I'm pretty sure.
Or Randolph ain't no 508, is it?
Is that in Worcester County?
Randolph is like 781.
Type, right? Yeah.
Is that in Worcester County?
Yo, you know what's mad funny? My number starts with 774.
Brockton, Plymouth County.
I'm a fraud.
There you go. Whichever one it is. Whichever one that those ones are in.
Plymouth County.
But yeah, bro. It's an appropriate change. You know, Young Rob, that had an expiration date to it. You know,
that was the last time we seen him.
That was the last time. And I think it was appropriate.
So that comes with an attitude change and everything?
Does it come with an attitude change? A little bit. It made me like reflect, like, you know, the confidence is always going to be there. That's just a part of who I am, bro. I put the work in. It's well-deserved confidence. You feel me?
How you channel the confidence, though?
It'll be a little bit different. I'll let the work speak for itself. You feel
me? Can't eat no more pork.
Red meat.
Nigga, what?
You're bugging.
Calling yourself God. God, come on, man.
We all gods, bro.
We was kings.
But I'm the 508 God. And that's what we doing here. October 13th, I don't know. 12 days is kind of crazy, bro. No bullshit. No bullshit.
At least
that's
before the end of October.
October.
Before the end of October.
We're going to get
that's
October
very
done.
Easily doable.
And I don't give a fuck.
The first 508 God project.
It might not even be a rollout, bro. It might be, it's out. Just but listen to that shit. Because at the end of the day, bro, I've been holding myself back for too long because of thinking, like, I got to have this rollout. I got to have this plan. I got to have all these videos,
like
blah,
said,
blah,
the
blah.
The music
content.
Can speak for itself.
Fuck that, bro. Because that's caused paralysis and has caused, like, just me not to drop anything. And that's worse than dropping something and not putting any attention to it. So
exactly.
You just gonna drop at this point, let the music speak for itself. And after that, we just gonna come with harder shit, bro. Every month I'm trying to drop some shit at this point. That's where we at with it. But hey, man.
Every month, right. Dude.
Where we come back, where we come from yesterday?
We was at the yesterday. Show at the Middle East Berkeley Hip Hop event.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Johnny and the boys at Berkeley Hip Hop for putting that together.
His name is Josh. Johnny Maz. Nah, his name is Johnny.
Johnny.
Oh, then who's Joshua that you talking about?
Who knows, bro? But
probably another person.
Crazy to even think, like, having the conversation with him talking about that's the
who's
first
Joshua?
Time. No, no. That they created
Why
that.
Why you say that then?
Nigga.
I think he just didn't
Josh,
know his name,
bro.
He probably just doubted his name was Joshua when his name was Johnny.
I suppose that.
But I don't want to even spend too much time. But like I was having the conversation with him and he was talking about how like they just had made this Berkeley Hip Hop Club this past January. To me, that's crazy. You have a school of music. Hip hop's the number one genre in the world right now. And that's not being represented. You feel me?
Well,
so
not through a club. They have like hip hop studies there.
Okay.
And production stuff.
But
too.
Not something that's bringing
not
other
that
students
though.
Together.
They need to do better.
You feel me? So for them to bring out Cleo, for them to bring out St. Lior, and you know, St. Lior even ultimately bringing out other members of VB.
Diz.
Who,
you know what I mean?
Who are the guys you were stone-faced to?
Oh, Matt Vincetti?
It was funny, bro, because it was like, it was low-key hard. The raps was kind of corny.
It wasn't low-key hard. The shit was hard.
Their performance.
It's not
their
shit that I would listen to.
Was he from out here?
But the performance
from
was dope.
Delaware.
He was dead-ass.
Yeah, Maz is one of the people that it goes to Berkeley, I think. He's part of the club. I forget what he said. I couldn't really hear him when he was talking to me. Yeah, I can only hear bits and pieces. But I think he's either part of the club or he's like he goes to the school and he's a part of the club or helped founded it, something like that. But he's involved with the club. So.
Shout out to all those performers. Yo, special shout out to our guy Cleo for sure, bro. Yes. There was a lot of love in that room. He did his thing. Niggas was up. I thought the floor was gonna break at one point. Is there a downstairs to that? Because it could have looked scary for me.
There is a downstairs.
It would have looked scary, bro. But that was a great night.
It was. Yeah, Cleo's performance was definitely like the best of the night. And I think, again, same thing we just talked about. It's about the music. The music speaks for itself. Because a nigga didn't go in there thinking, like, I want niggas to get as lit as possible. I want niggas to die, da, da, da. He was like, nigga, like, my songs have meaning. I'm about to spit these songs.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, niggas is going to really rock with this shit because it's not all hype. It's not all whatever, whatever. It's like, you're going to hear me, too. You feel me? And I'm going to make sure that I can, like, perform these songs. I know that nigga put mad work into that
I
shit.
I love the self-awareness. Because he knew there was moments where it's like, I'm going to get slow and it's going to be more, like, emotional music. He's like, yo, bear with me. Let me get my shit off. These are songs I wanted to perform. And then we'll get right back to the lit shit.
Now, here's the question, though. This is a question not just for Cleo, but for performers in general, just everybody. It's like, I love that performance. How good would that performance have been if it was in front of people that he didn't know or that didn't know his music? Because, like, so at some points, it's the same thing. Like,
that's an excellent question.
When you teach teaching people to hook and all that stuff is valid, but it's like, I don't think anyone did a good job of that yesterday except for Matt. Matt killed it with the hooks, no bullshit. He's like, I know very specific parts. He had niggas barking.
The dog nigga. I was about to say, the dog nigga, right?
Bro.
Not me.
Me and Roberto looked at each other. I'm like,
I'm not barking for a white man.
I'm sorry.
But I'm not barking for anybody. I'm not a fucking dog. But I'm also not barking for a white person in particular.
It was tough, though. Because, like, how they were doing it
was,
like, after everything he said.
That shit was hard.
DMX gives it to Wolf. You ain't doing it?
DMX is dead, so
I'm
scared,
I'm saying,
bro.
I told you, terrified.
They had the Dickies fit,
Jack. DMX's whole shit.
Oh yeah,
they had the Dickies fit.
Everything.
Yeah, that shit was tough. That was fire,
bro. You had the bust down. Watch, I was like, where did this come from? That shit was
Delaware. Delaware kind of bust. Delaware.
So that nigga Joe Biden from?
Yes, it is.
But I was like, Delaware's so random.
But all this to say, I thought it was really dope, like just that in general. But I do wonder, like, you know what I mean, like how good are these performances? How good is that performance in front of people that you don't know? And I don't think, like, that's even a question that has to be answered. What I'm saying is you should be performing in front of people that you know all the time. You should always bring people that you know, invite the people that you care about, the people that care about you to your shows. Otherwise, like, you can't expect to, like, build progression anywhere because the niggas that are in front of you, they might not even fuck with you.
you got to have at least some people that rock with you just off the strength so that way they're there and then other people can become fans of you as well. Niggas be acting way too cool out here. Yeah. You're never too, you know, like, it's never too cool to be like showing love to the people that you care about. And it's never too cool. Like, you're never too cool to show love to someone that you actually fuck with. Feel me? And that sometimes happens when you see other people fucking with them.
Because to answer your question, I don't want to perform around just strangers because I know how I am.
I love performing for strangers, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
Because there's an opportunity to impress them. You feel me? But at the end of the day, like you said, and it's a lot of times like I'll perform. It doesn't mean your music's not hard, but if I'm not familiar with your music, it's tough to get into it, especially if it's something I really got to listen to. Like if I don't know the words beforehand, it's hard for me to feel invested in it. But when you already have like I said, you got to have your secret agents, like the people who come in and they're going to make like noise for you regardless. And obviously it should be warranted. You feel me? The performance should be dope, but it just encourages everybody else to get crazy with you.
I feel like that's always necessary. I feel
it's
like
not,
you just,
yeah. It's not necessary, but it helps.
Songs where it's like you engage the crowd. Facts, and make exactly. them feel like they're a part of it.
And that's what I mean, yeah.
And then certain songs, like you performing to them. People forget like it's a performance. People are going to stand there and either be in awe, like people are not like, some people
not
might
everyone
dance,
reacts
you
the same
me,
way.
Shit. Some people are just going to sit there because like you said, they're going to be listening to you. But it's like you got to have different shit. In
and
the
I
set.
Think that's why it's important, again, like I said, to like, make sure that your performance comes first. You feel me? Because I was saying, like, the reason why I asked that question is because I'm like, teaching people to hook for some of these songs is like, they're not going to get this shit. Mm-hmm. And like, some of this shit is not busting. It's not working for real. And we were in the crowd, like me, Steph, and we were like coordinating that shit, being like, all right, this is what we going to say. Because like, I don't know what he just said, but it's not working. We going to do this and that shit going to bust. And it was working. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But it's like, that's because we care. And we were like, yo, we're here too. Like, we wanted this shit to be a like best show that niggas ever seen. And we want this shit to be the best experience that we can have. So it's like,
book more niggas. No,
exactly. So that's why it's important. And book that nigga more. Facts. Like, that's like, you know what I mean? So I'm like, I want to see that nigga on every stage. You feel me? And it's the same thing. Like, I'm sure the same is like true for the people that want to see me perform. I want to see y'all perform. You feel me? So you want to see them nigga get bigger. So I'm going to do my part as an audience member too. You feel me? That's why we're here.
Yeah,
we're not here for no reason.
I think the only thing it comes down to is like the only way that could be wrong, like that could go wrong, is if it's people showing love out of sympathy. Like your shit is ass and we're still like encouraging it and giving you some false confidence. But like if your shit hard, bro,
niggas need to start booing niggas again.
On dogs. On me, nigga. Niggas need to everything. Niggas need to start booing niggas. Niggas need to start talking shit about niggas again. If a nigga's shit is ass, if a nigga's shit is corny, niggas need to look that nigga in the eye and say, you suck, nigga. Your shit's ass. No one's feeling this shit. Get the fuck off the stage.
I'm with it.
Some niggas are fucking horrible.
I'm with it.
On dogs. I'm tired of seeing niggas up on the same stages that niggas that you're sharing stages with niggas that are great and you're fucking mid. You're worse than mid. You're bottom of the fucking barrel.
You blacking right now.
No, because niggas think this shit is sweet. Because then what happens is those same mid, terrible ass niggas go to the next show and think that they're that shit. Yeah. Think they're that nigga. And they start getting like they're that nigga like the whole time you were ass. And then they think they're better than niggas. And blah, blah, blah. Like, you fucking suck. And then your whole career could be done in a fucking flash because you have no fucking talent. And not only that, but no one fucks with you. And niggas are only acting like they fuck with you because they feel bad. And if you can't fucking realize that, my nigga, get the fuck off the stage.
That was comedy, bro. No, that's real. That's real. I'm with it.
That's serious.
I'm with it. You feel me? All these participation trophies, all these like boosting people's confidence. If they're not like that, they're not. Help them. That will help them in the long run.
Facts.
You feel me? Don't give them the false confidence. They're going to put more effort into this shit. And then they might even be like,
they might think they're doing the right. They might think they're putting in enough effort already.
They're going to be like, fuck school. I don't even need that shit. You seen how they reacted?
That first nigga was on that stage way too long, my nigga.
That shit was. I think he was a student though. Or maybe he was like cool with the people.
Hey. His name was Lil Zay.
I don't even know his name.
Did he say his name? He was?
Yeah, Lil Zay was the first performer on the bill.
I don't know.
Hey, Lil Zay, I'm sorry if you're watching this, but we just got to keep it a buck, bro. That was horrible, bro.
It wasn't horrible. I didn't rock with it.
It was a bad experience, bro.
I wasn't there.
Did not enjoy it.
I don't think it was good.
It was not good.
Did not enjoy it, bro.
And I think the only reason why I wasn't good.
Love the confidence.
It's like twofold, right? It's one, that's not the type of music that niggas listen to. A lot of that shit was not hip hop music and it was a hip hop show. So that was, you gotta know your audience and you also gotta like perform for your audience. It's a hip hop show. You're not doing hip hop songs. That was a little weird, right? Yeah. I'm not bugging. But then on top of that, I feel like the energy and the vibes were like, kind of like off.
You could tell when a nigga's giving you like a real head nod, like, yeah, I fuck with this person. It's just like, I'm just doing that out of respect because you're on stage. Like, I'm just rocking my head to make it look like cool. Yeah.
I didn't rock with it. I don't think it was the worst. It wasn't the worst thing I've seen. And that's not a nigga that I would say is like bad at like actual like I'm making music and shit. Cause like beats is cranking, you feel me? The song selection was smooth. It just wasn't for that audience.
The performance.
You gotta do better as a performer.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's all it comes down to. That's all it is. This nigga EXO know. You know what I mean? Niggas take performance seriously because niggas know that being on a stage, that shit's not like guaranteed. You feel me? like every performance, you should be treating that shit like it's your last. You know what I mean? You don't have to go like all out and like kill yourself up there, but it's like, nigga, like put on a good show for the people that are in front of you and for yourself.
That's right.
It's real life.
Hey man, y'all want to get into some topics?
Let's do it.
What's going
let's
on
get
in the
into
world,
some.
Man?
Let's get in.
What's going on?
There's a lot going
nigga,
on.
Nigga, you
the
know
world.
What's going on in the fucking world, bro? These niggas didn't nominate us for the Boston Music Award in the
oh,
podcast
shit.
Section.
I didn't even know if he's gonna bring
what's
it up.
What's up with
crazy.
That? I want to know. Like,
let's
I don't
talk
think
about
it. You know what I mean?
Nah, let's
here's
talk
the thing.
About it.
Why niggas? Why they ain't nominate us? You know what it is? Because we say niggas so much. They don't like that.
No, I think
but
it's on some real shit. On some real shit.
Calling them out.
There could be a couple factors. And I think
before we get into all that, though, let's shout out the people who we've had on the podcast.
Well, can we explain the situation?
Why would I shout them out first? I'm angry first. Let niggas be angry,
and then you get mad. You know what I'm saying?
Let niggas be angry first.
Let me explain it. Let me explain the situation first.
We can shout niggas out, but let us be angry first.
That's a quick shit. You feel me? And then we talk about it.
So for anybody who's missing context, right, is there's a Boston Music Awards. I don't know who runs this. I don't know who puts this on. It's come to my knowledge that maybe it's a publication that like runs this award, but it's the end of the year where they highlight the talented, you know, artists from maybe not even just Boston, but is it New England or
it's
is
Mass,
it
yeah.
Mass? All right, basically, right? And there's so many different categories. There's like artists of the year, new artists of the year, album of the year, and then, you know, the last categories. Music podcast of the year. So, like E said, shout out to the people who got nominated. When it comes to new artists of the year, we got some friends of the show. We got Key on there. We got Haas on there, and mm-hmm. they both have appeared on the podcast. And it's dope to see them get the attention that they deserve because it's well deserved, right? And now we're seeing, you know, there's a whole long list. It's not even just hip hop, but it's a whole long list. And let me just explain, right? Tomo actually shared a post. Tomo shared a post in the group chat that they were dropping the nominations or the nominees yesterday noon. Yeah. I go on their website. I check. I'm scrolling slowly, bro. Because in the back of my mind, they don't follow the page. I'm feeling a little uneasy. I don't know. Because I don't even want to share this with nobody until I know for sure. Because otherwise, I'm not going to gas and be like, yo, we might get nominated and it didn't happen. You scroll through, you see the list of people that's on the music podcast. It's no diss to them, but the fact that you can name 12 other podcasts in Boston and you can miss bad for the community.
Do you consider this a music podcast?
Now, that's the question I had to ask myself. What's the reason that it could be? Are we just not tapped in with the right people to get on there? Or do we have more work to do? Are we not a music podcast? Are we too unapologetically black sometimes? Like, oh, Timmy O for R&B Artist of the Year.
Yeah,
shout out to him.
Shout out to Timmy, yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
My nigga Patrick on there, too. No and Thoughts, yeah. No bullshit. That's hard.
That's dope. Yo, let's scroll. Can we get to the list?
Yeah, who's the nominees for the podcast?
Yo, in your mind, like, just like, you don't remove from us your relationship.
Yeah.
It's still funny to me,
you're
yo.
Just living with, bro. What,
this nigga got there for music promoter. That's so crazy.
That's crazy.
Boss, we brought that nigga
that's
out
your
here.
Man.
We brought that nigga out here.
That is not our man.
That's your man.
That is not my man, bro. We had I think great things came out of that. We had the whole pay-to-play conversation. We encourage people not to get into that type of shit.
Yo, do you feel like we a music podcast, XO?
I do. I feel like y'all cover a lot of good topics, though. Just
that's
Boston
question,
news in general.
Do you feel like we a music podcast?
I focus on music, too.
Yeah. We're all artists.
Yeah.
We've had mad artists on. A lot of upcoming artists, a lot of artists that may not get highlighted as
at
much
all.
As they should.
We talk about music every fucking week.
We're always talking about music.
That's crazy.
Hey, man, I got some strategies for how we gonna get on here, but let's look at these niggas,
I feel like we ain't dropping enough episodes, nigga.
Let's look at these niggas. Let's look at this shit. Read this shit off, man.
All right, so this is no disrespect to any of them. You feel me? Like, you getting nominated does not, it's not a diss. It's just that we should have been nominated too.
We should be in contention. But I fuck with these niggas, though. I'm not gonna lie. All right,
so we got Austin Puddin presents the podcast, Boston Emissions with Angel Wood, CWTFB Radio, Everything You Know Is Wrong on Salem State, LFOD Radio, Lust for Live, Boston, On the Town with Mikey D. Some real radio show types. Original Music Showcase on Mark Skin Radio, Show and Tell Boston Podcast.
Real niggas.
And the Struggling Artist Podcast with Trev Allen.
All right, my thing is,
I only know one of those.
I was about to say, I can't say
I
much
of
a judge because
I don't
know any of
those.
You know LFOD, bro.
I don't, bro.
We need a peep
Well, I was expecting it's Lit Boston because they won 2 years in a row, like maybe a couple years ago. And then CWTFB, they came off
show
of a dub.
Oh, show and tell is what you're saying?
Right. Show and tell is hard. Show
tell other than well. That, I'm not familiar with none of these people. And but that's no disrespect
I'm
to
I'm gonna say, but is that no is disrespect? There, that but is does that matter though? Just because you're not familiar with it doesn't mean that. Because clearly, nigga, I'm just gonna say
I did my Googles. I went on their pages. I went on their YouTubes. I just seen their numbers.
Did you check how many episodes they dropped though?
No, I
didn't. For 2022,
we have not gone a month without at least two pieces of content every week, we're consistent, bro.
And for 2022, they have more episodes out than us. Then that's the reason.
Bro, I mean, I doubt that's a requirement.
You could drop 100 episodes, my nigga. Who like we gotta look at? We gotta look at.
Some podcasts are consistent,
bro. What are you saying, bro? You're a trader, bro. Stop talking before you get off.
Some niggas record every other month. You feel me? I don't think that's the issue.
I think Tomo's thinking about like where are all the episodes that I've been on, and then he's only counting that because it's mad episodes that
I haven't been on, that I haven't dropped, nigga.
That's true. I think you have a point though. I would think it'd be worth like looking into like the consistency of these podcasts. You feel me?
Some of these niggas probably drop every week.
Okay, say that's the case. Some of these people, if it's a radio show, maybe they're on there every day. But when it just comes to engagement, you see impact. What you see, like what your fans are supposed to be fucking with, they're not doing it. Like, and I don't even want to seem salty, bro. So
it's not even about being salty.
I just
think it's
not
a snub,
bro. It's just unaware,
for best new artist. They got Haas. They got Key. You know what I'm saying?
And shout out to them.
Facts. First and foremost, shout out to Haas. Shout out to Key. Best new artist.
I was having a great conversation with Haas last night, too.
To split the community apart.
Facts.
No bullshit. I don't know what I'm going to do. No bullshit. I'm going to make bad accounts. Keep that on the low.
Hey, man. Shout out to Haas. But
shout out my nigga Stephon, too. Yo,
Key had a year. Stephon, too.
I voted for Haas the first time.
Stephon being new artist of the year is interesting because he's
making music.
I don't think they put him as best new artist of the year. Oh,
yeah, he's in the same category. Yeah.
He's been doing music, bro. They're just like they're unaware, bro. They're unaware. That's crazy, bro. Like
I don't know, but the thing is, I feel like that nigga
his name wasn't that name. I guess technically it counts.
Stephon Thad from Marvelous Stephon.
I guess.
So what I'll say is that I think what it comes down to is like they see the shit that we're doing because obviously like all the people. Like the people that they're engaging with, you feel me? Or the people that they're nominating have been like a part of like our platform, you feel me? In some way, shape, or form. Or have engaged with our podcast and engaged with our platform in some way, shape, or form. What I think it comes down to is that we have to make sure that we're solid as like a podcast. And like our branding as a podcast has to be on point. Because if they're nominating podcasts and people don't know us just as a podcast, or they say it's a podcast, but then they talk about like stuff that we've done, like a chip challenge and shit like that. It's like, that shit's cool, but that's not a podcast.
So if
we
that,
didn't do a podcast,
if that's the case, then I don't want to limit myself to just being a podcast, bro. It's a platform, bro.
And that so could be an option. That could be an option.
There is a publication list as well, right?
There is, right here.
I was about to say the way I see it, when you in your own lane and niggas really fuck with you, they make your own category type shit.
If any land.
Yeah. Nah, the thing Boston, is, I'm not a land. We're not gonna excuse me. We're not gonna like limit what we're doing to fit the category of a music podcast. If that's one of the reasons that we're not on there, because I'm not trying to be just a music podcast. This is Black culture, bro. We talk about everything that's Black culture. Music is a big part of that, but we're gonna have the conversations whether
Black culture of the year.
Yeah, they don't want that. They can't even. They couldn't even judge that. But there is. But to be fair though, there is a nomination committee. So it's not just like white people. Like I know that's what it looks like, but that's not.
I'm not saying it's just white people. I'm just saying it's untapped people.
I don't think that they're untapped either, bro. Untapped. I feel like we just have to do a solid job on our branding.
No, at this point, I don't care anymore, bro.
Nigga, I care.
This nigga care.
You definitely care, bro.
I care for one reason. If I was one of the nominees to be able to go to my mom and be like, yo, you see all the work niggas put in? It's validated. But at the end of the day, also don't need their validation. Because at the end of no disrespect to them, y'all hot 1 month of the year. We gonna be hot all year, nigga. It is what it is,
see,
bro.
Niggas say shit like that, and then we never gonna get nominated.
Who's he speaking
on? I'm talking about the BMAs, bro.
Bobby Brown got a BMA.
That's what I'm saying. I fuck with the Boston Music Awards, man. I be talking about that shit all the time. That shit's hard to me because it's a stepping stone. You feel me? If you get a Boston Music Award,
it might mean more to you because you're from here. Like I didn't really know about this until a couple years ago.
I feel you, but I'm saying like people that get nominated for Boston Music Awards and even win those Boston Music Awards, like what they do with their career past that point is really dope. You talk about applying for grants. You talk about all these different opportunities that can open up.
It's validation.
Like you get that shit next to your name.
But it's the same thing as a Grammy in the sense. It's like a Grammy doesn't actually mean anything, but it's like a something you can add to your resume to just validate you to the people.
In that case, nigga, nothing means
actually gets you more money too, though.
That's what I'm saying. That's the purpose of this.
But it's not like that's what's gonna validate the shit that you're doing, your efforts in the product that you're putting out. You feel me? The real like gratification comes from the people who are tuning into your shit or buying your music and absorbing that shit on and you know going out of their way to consume that shit. Because at the end of the day,
we had this conversation.
I'm hip.
And I feel like your stance wasn't what it is right now though. Because when we were talking about that year when that dude got best new album, whatever it was, that white nigga that beat out like all these crazy acts, huh?
Macklemore.
Nah, it was some other dude.
Oh, you're talking about, it was a Grammy, right?
Yeah, it was a Grammy. And everyone was like, who the Beck? Some shit like that?
No, not Beck. Not Beck. You're talking about,
doesn't matter. Okay. Whatever his name is.
So you're saying I'm changing my stance?
Like, no one knew who he was.
Okay.
And it didn't change anything. No one knew who he was after that. And
that's not true. That probably helped him a lot.
Because this is what I'm saying. Y'all brought that shit up, and I was like, y'all are niggas are bugging because I literally, this is someone that I listen to. That's why I'm like, I'm tripping right now. I'm like, what the fuck?
You don't even know the nigga's name.
But that's not because I don't listen to the music. It's because I'm trying to remember like the year that you're talking about all this
that
other
happened.
Because it was My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy year.
Hey man, maybe I have a different view if I was on the nominees, but I'm not. So I'm salty. It is what it is. It is what it is, man. But I don't think it stops anything that we're doing, bro. We still killing it. We're going to continue to kill it.
Yeah, most definitely.
And we're going to keep it moving, bro. That's it. Yeah. Shout out to all the nominees. I hope CWTFB takes it again, bro, because they're really the only other platform I even considered if it wasn't for us, bro.
Yeah, facts.
No, but I think it's a no-brainer if we was on that list. Like,
nigga, show and tell. I want to win that. I want them
Daniels,
to win that
bro. I would have been in that bitch sipping good, bro. What the fuck?
You still go?
Nigga said that.
Yeah, I thought it's only invited to the people who got nominated.
Nah, you can buy tickets.
Nigga, how was I there the last year and the year before?
Wait, nigga, you pulling up to that shit?
Yes, I am.
Politics for us. I'm not showing
no
up.
No reason not to go, bro. I mean, Keys nigga, getting nominated. Hawks getting nominated.
Clearly, we got to meet the people, too.
Selfish.
No, I'm salty. Not selfish. You bring a good point. You bring up a good
Zola
point.
Zola got nominated. Like, why would I not go? My not people is on here.
That doesn't matter.
Which one Zola got nominated for?
Pop Artist of the Year.
She also won last year.
See it. Any of the ones that I was voting, I ain't seen no names. I just clicked the random thing.
Damn, you put Clyro, hating ass nigga.
I probably did.
Nigga said, I know that name.
That's
usually how they get them, though.
So I know that name. Clyro,
no quick bullshit. Question.
Clyro, yeah.
Do you have to vote for every category or can you skip categories?
Yeah, vote for everyone.
Yeah. What if I don't know any indie artists?
Just vote for anything.
I'm saying. Well, look, you didn't vote for Future Teens? I'm talking about, I'll be riding for Future Teens.
I didn't see it. If I didn't see it, then
damn. Nigga, it's an F. It's only like two names before them, probably.
You just gotta pick.
You know I wasn't reading all them shits, bro. I looked at the top one, I looked at the bottom one. And then I'm like, all right, let me just click something in the middle, nigga.
I'm gonna make my picks for who matters.
Like, I almost scrolled past Stefan. He got nominated for some other shit, too. And then a couple of the times, you'll scroll and you'll see VB at the bottom because it starts with a V.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, shit. So that's why I was like, all right, I'm gonna check the top, I'm gonna check the bottom.
But that was like later on down the line, I feel you.
It was a couple of
It was
down.
Arcade Fire.
Arcade Fire?
Yeah.
That's not what I had in mind, but I do remember that conversation.
Shit, it was a couple of them, bro. I just voted for Stiz, nigga, because I was like, fuck it, bro. That nigga from Dorchester.
I don't know.
You know that
it's
nigga.
It's funny that.
All right, Tomo. You know that nigga was not best live performer of the year.
Not for that one.
I was about to say, we went to that concert. It was hard, it wasn't like the best live show.
It was for like
Roadrunner. Right?
Uber shit was way harder than that. Like her sets that she did early in the year.
I don't think I put either of them for that one. I'm trying to,
who'd you put?
I got about a check, nigga.
Hey, man, can we do a service to our non-Boston viewers?
I'll tell you who I put.
Nigga, we real Boston out here right now, nigga.
We could still
Van Buren's on there, too.
Yeah, I put Van Buren, yeah.
That's valid. Right.
We could still stick with Boston.
Video of the year.
We can move it to the Boston Celtics.
You want to talk about the Celtics?
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I definitely don't want
to
talk about this anymore.
What's there to talk about the Celtics, man?
Go cop the CBT Celtics hoodie on closedbytomo.com. You already know I'm going. Shameless plug.
Don't go back to school collection. Nigga, mic drop. That's crazy. Hey, Ime Udoka. We've had some time to sit on this and marinate
with
it.
That's the nigga that was fucking the shorty on the thing.
Facts.
Yes, it's the Boston head coach. It's the Boston head coach who led his team to the finals, and now he's suspended for a whole year.
Not that bad.
And more details have come out because I know initial reactions a lot. For me personally,
I was like, that's an
OD punishment.
Bugging.
That's an OD punishment.
Initially, I thought.
Let me tell you why you're bugging too. Just offer it before you even get into it.
I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
The HR violation of somebody in a position of power.
And what else?
and having that that influence when you have in a position of how that's literally HR policies that you can't date someone within the same organization. I've worked at Target, bro, where they say like, yo, if you're going to be a leader of this department, you can't have a relationship or you can't be related to anybody in this because you have influence.
And what happens when you do that?
It's an HR violation.
And what happens to those people when that happens to them?
They may even get fired.
They get fired. And that nigga got suspended for a year.
Yeah, I feel you.
They're going to fire him.
And he's
bro.
Black.
You can't be related.
Nigga, you're lucky.
You're supposed to like tell them that actually.
Yeah. Well,
like,
so you can't be related.
You're related to this person.
You have to let them know. And then
they're
going to
put you in different departments. That's what they're going to do.
Because when I was at McDonald's, nigga, my bro, his aunt was the manager.
Your bro, like, that's not related.
No,
to
he's
you,
talking about nigga. His
bro
person's aunt was the manager.
The aunt worked there.
His aunt was the manager. And I'm pretty sure that's how.
It's not that you can't. It's just you need to let them know.
Certain places is different, but you know, people get fired for that. And that nigga got suspended for a year. I'm like,
but there's a reason why he got suspended, bro. Because they're not trying to pay out the rest of his contract.
He's still getting paid,
but
just a reduced amount.
Exactly, because he's not coaching. He's not doing his job, but.
Because he...
Interestingly enough, like I said, that's the initial reaction.
Nigga made some bad decisions.
But then you just kind of see, like, how the headlines and narratives change. It goes from, like, consensual relationship to now it might have been the VP's assistant or wife or partner or whatever. And he might have been harassing a couple people. And it's just like, God damn.
Even before, like, they announced that, when that nigga Matt Barnes was like, oh, I pray for everybody in the situation. I was like, why
is
nigga praying?
Yeah, because he had switched up his stance.
Like, what's going on here? What's going on?
He had jumped out the window and he was like talking like, oh, that's kind of like OD for a whole year suspension. But then 2 minutes later, he takes the video down and then he gets on live and talks about like, yo, this is 100 times. When you like, hear Matt Barnes say this shit is 100 times.
That nigga drove 100
miles. Just whooping niggas ass.
Did he even beat him up?
30
What's that Boondock shit?
I don't know, actually.
I feel like he just talked to him or something like that. Or maybe he drove and just to show him that he would do it.
What did he do to make them niggas that
mad?
No, it's like now I'm just thinking, what did this nigga do, bro?
Then we signed Blake Griffin. It can mean anything, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
I peeped up.
This nigga went from potentially, you know, winning a ring to now losing two rings. It's bad, bro. It's a down bad year for E-Man, bro.
She know your way that they're going about it, how they're speaking on it. If everything is, you know, what they're saying to be true. And it's like, yeah, get that nigga out of here.
No bullshit.
Like, what the fuck?
But what are they saying to be true? Like, I feel like we still don't know the details of what's going on. Other than, like, the allegation that he might be potentially.
I don't even want to speak on rumors because it's not real.
That's
so
what I'm
know.
Saying. So,
regardless,
really don't
know. Like, to this extent, if they're keeping it this closed in and people are talking about on the outside, yeah, nah, this is bad. He's not going to be coaching no more. Get him out.
Nigga cheat on his wife.
Yeah, we got to go to one of them games.
But cheating on your wife is bad. But when your wife is Nia Long. It's kind of like
I hate that people keep bringing.
It's not
that
even
up.
About that. It's that that's like a member, like that's like a long standing member of the Black community.
For sure,
like that's like a figure in the community.
For sure. And it's very unfortunate.
Then,
like that, like she moved
she
here.
Just, I was gonna say, yeah, she just moved over here for this
feel
nigga.
Me? She has a family. Who
is this nigga? Nia Long is with him though.
Huh?
I've never heard of this nigga.
He was a basketball player before. You feel me? But like,
doesn't
yeah,
really
obviously,
a nigga be like assistant coaching and doing other shit for other basketball teams. He been an NBA nigga for a long time.
Yeah. I just don't like that they bringing up Nia Long because it makes it seem like there's something wrong with Nia Long, bro. The reality is, it's the man's issue. You feel me? The same way Beyonce could get cheated on. There's nothing wrong with Beyonce,
that's what I'm
bro.
Saying.
Anybody could
Jay-Z,
get cheated
bro.
On, bro.
You'll never be forgiven for this.
It's a nigga and his lack of discipline to actually hold himself accountable to just the rules of his relationship.
That nigga Jay-Z could have killed a nigga I know, bro. I probably would have forgiven him faster than that. I'm sorry, bro. You bugging.
But
nigga cheat on Beyonce.
A nigga that you know too. That's crazy.
I think the only thing that
depends how close.
That like I'm thinking about is like how much of this is truth and how much of this is like Boston Celtics like manipulating narratives. Cause like I said, you see the narrative kind of shift. Like, did they drop the news initially and then niggas was on his side a little too much? So then they was like it.
No, that's not the case.
Yo, we got
even, bro, because they try to keep that shit under the curtain.
Did they?
They did. Until the fucking vice president. What do you call it? Leak the information. That's when it's like, all right, now we got to speak on this. They knew that shit was going on.
How you know the VP leaked the information? Where's that from?
Bro, who announced that? They reported on that shit, bro.
That the VP of the Boston Celtics.
They got the whole conversation off of like a ring. Like a ring on the ring.
Yeah,
shit. That's how the VP found out his wife is cheating on him.
Yeah, and wasn't it that
the way? Celtics been knew he was doing this shit, and they're keeping that shit under wraps. But then that nigga came out with it, and it's like, all right, now we got to speak on this shit.
Yeah. That video of the ring, nigga, when he said, going around to all the niggas.
This nigga came in and fucking coached these niggas to the finals. You think they want to get rid of that nigga?
I don't know.
But now it's like, damn, now the shit is in the public eye. We got to do something about it.
I don't want to say it's an unfortunate situation. If he deserved to get suspended, if he gets
still
fired.
Unfortunate for the fans, nigga, for the team.
Well, no. I was going to say family. Like you said, fans. That's not that deep.
That's unfortunate,
that's
too.
That's way worse. You
nigga,
feel me?
It's Boston, nigga.
I'm a Lakers fan. I really don't give a fuck. We have our
issues.
Nigga never been to LA in his life, ever.
Doesn't matter. You never been to LA, bro.
Who is this nigga, bro?
It's the 508 guy.
Yo, now we got to get that.
Nigga never met anybody that ever played for the Lakers, ever.
Nah, bro. He's met. Oh, I guess not.
He never met nobody, nigga.
Why say like yeah, facts?
Yo, I meet Kobe every day when I wake up, nigga. I look at my poster. I have a poster.
A whole lot of
y'all
ways,
are bad
bro.
People,
that's
bro.
Sus in spirit.
Nah, that's bro. Wild. I just look at him. It's the poster of him right after he won his fifth championship. You feel me? I just look at him. I say. Mamba mentality.
The
I got
dick
you.
Dick riding is out of maximum.
Nah, bro. There's no dick riding Kobe, bro. It's Kobe.
Whoa. Nah,
it's
there
Kobe,
is.
He was
there
dick
is.
Riding him when he was alive, too. It don't matter if the niggas dead now.
I don't care.
Bro.
Who it is. I don't care. I'm not saying that. This has nothing to do with it. I'm saying you can dick
ride
Kobe.
Lil B, bro. That's the worst form of dick riding that can exist, bro.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, can we talk about this nigga EXO project?
Oh,
deluxe.
Shit. Deluxe. It was just like a play on words because it's like we had the deluxe project for Memorial Drive, but I just didn't want to like extend that shit. And I wanted to try something new, you know what I'm saying? So ultimately, I was like, all right, let's just get this small concept going. I had some graphic designers I was working with beforehand, but we had to like switch some things up last minute. And so I was just like, all right, this is the new design that we're rocking with.
That album covers.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to David because he really.
Yeah, cool bar. That shit
it's always a blessing working with him as well. Yeah.
I fuck with it.
He takes the creative process like very serious, and it's always like a great vibe. And
I definitely gotta work with him on some shit.
For sure, cool. Please. Yeah.
Sabo show me some shit that he's working on.
Yeah, I saw that cover art. Yeah, that shit was fire. Yeah,
But I liked it. I liked the project.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I know you heard some tracks beforehand. You know what I'm saying? That I showed you and we worked on, but
I feel like I have mixed feelings because I was listening to it thinking like this is my op. Like I was analyzing like what could he potentially use against me. Feel me?
That's fair. I thought about that
but
too.
I gotta spin the block and
we reviewed your album
shit.
That time. Your first album you dropped, your first project.
Facts. When was that?
Yeah.
It's Life.
Yeah.
On Rama Reason podcast.
It's reviewed that shit.
He was there.
Bro.
That?
Yeah.
That
reviewed it. Yeah.
He get nominated for Boston Music Award for
Y'all kept that going. Y'all might have been on that. No bullshit.
Nominated for show.
Kind of reason. Shout out to y'all with that, man.
Gotta bring that back.
I'm at
Fendi.
No Kizzy.
But
who else did you do it with?
My fault.
Macho Munch.
Yo, we heard that nigga Macho, bro.
I don't know, bro. No bullshit. I do not know.
Episode 4.
Damn.
Bad for Ron. What?
Bad rhymes for community reasons.
Yes, that was the funniest, one of our funniest episodes.
Yeah, that shit was comedy.
Wow.
And that's such a slept on episode, bro. Y'all just got to go on. It's an ageless episode. We were talking about a lot of shit.
Yeah, we
that was like back before, like, we understood, like, the repercussions of just saying anything into a microphone. Like now there's a little bit more self-awareness.
Some flashback clips of it.
We could do that.
Yeah, that was when we did the bag review. We got to run that back. We should do that next week. Bag review.
Bag review.
Bag update.
You ordered some new bags, right?
Yeah, I did.
We had the Telfar day.
This is why we're not a music podcast.
Yeah.
Nah, we just listen to music while we do it.
Hey, man, we could talk about some music. Rihanna just got a
Super Bowl.
You're not done talking about this project.
My bad. All
right, so you work with some producers on this, right? Yeah, Gib DJ. Mr. KLBK himself, Tomo.
Yes, sir. He's on the cover himself.
Facts. I think it was in the spaceship with him.
That's
you had Johnny Wave.
Yeah, on the stool.
You feel me? And you had Keys, right? So those four. So what was it like working with so many different producers and kind of like bringing this sound and this vision to life with those guys?
Yeah, for the most part, I think everybody knows each other, and I worked with those people in the past as well. So, they're familiar with those people's productions, those different producers' productions. And so, I think it was a dope experience. I love just, like, the experience that comes with, you know what I'm saying, just, like, building with them one-on-one in the studio, because that's normally what takes place, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so it's just always, like, a good process. I've been trying something new with the sound and the house music, and I feel like that's something that I want to see what type of doors I can open up with. You know, a lot of people told me they fucking with the house music or just how I was able to compliment it. You know what I'm saying? With just everything, you know, sound.
It's just vision. Good, like, you know, yeah. Before anybody could box you in and put you in a box, it just like hit them with some
exploring,
shit different.
Yeah, exploring yourself, the creativity is important.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Spacing on that track is amazing too. No,
yeah.
And you were speaking on like it's called Deluxe because originally the plan was to make it a Deluxe and Memorial Drive. And yes, interestingly enough, that was the conversation when you was on the pod, it was leading up to that moment.
It was leading up to that point.
You know, like, why do you think you had to make those two projects separate? And what was the difference in just the headspace you were in when creating both of those projects?
Ultimately for myself, I went through like a rebirth. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people around me, a lot of people that I used to be around, it changed. You know what I'm saying? Even family, you know what I'm saying? It was like, I just wasn't around everybody as much as I used to be. And I feel like with Memorial Drive, my mission with that was just like community, you know what I'm saying? And gathering people, different artists in the city. And we all collaborate on this project, which was my first project, you know what I'm saying? Putting out into the Boston music scene. And so for the Deluxe project, I kind of gained more independence with the creative process, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I was more isolated throughout that process of writing the Deluxe and into this new project, the Blank EP that I'm working on. And so I feel like it's getting very intimate and I'm really just trying to discover this new side of myself as far as sound and just the creative vision, you know what I'm saying? The focuses, you feel me?
Blank. Wait, did you say Blank EP because you don't know what it's going to be called? Yeah, it's called
the Blank EP, you know what I'm saying?
And what's here?
Yeah, and it's just gonna touch a lot of different experiences, personal experiences I've been through.
What's the sound?
And just the sound's real.
That's diverse.
Yeah, it's diverse.
I've heard some of the beats on there. That shit's
Shout out to Nate Conley. So he's a producer. He's a composer from the UK, and so I got him to collaborate on this project. Okay. He's dope. He worked on many different.
Why'd you emphasize it like that? Composer. You're about to say producer. He said composer.
Because he worked on movies and stuff. So with this project.
So you got like scores in this.
Yeah. So okay. like with him
How
and
did
his
you
experiences.
Make that happen?
Dude, it's a long story.
It's top 10, bro.
It's a long story, bro. I was really doing my research one time and I came across his work, you know what I'm saying, in the credits of like a project. And I was like, yo, like his shit's dope. And I want to see how I could get involved with him. And so we talked. We've been building for like 2 years now.
So he's kind of like, he's established
in his own space. Yeah, established.
So for you reaching out to him, how did he kind of receive that? Was he open to the idea or did you kind of have to do some finessing, like convincing?
Yeah, so he saw my profile, you know what I'm saying? So like he saw the different people I was collaborating with. He saw the support that I was getting from the city. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that was important because it's like, okay, you know, he's in the UK. It's like, how can he make an impact in Boston? How can
Didn't
I make
you think
a
he was
impact?
A different nigga?
I did think he was a different nigga.
That's
we ain't gonna talk about
really
that though,
started.
Nigga. We ain't gonna talk about that though. But I did think he was a different person at first. But I still loved like the creative process that like he displayed on his profile, and I was just amused by that. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, I want to work with this dude.
This is also not your first time working with somebody from out there too.
Yeah,
so I think that's dope. I think
facts.
You can go out there soon.
Yeah, facts. I would love to. I got family out in London. That's crazy.
This nigga is a bloke.
Yeah.
No bullshit.
What?
A bloke.
Did you just diss him?
No.
I don't know what that means. What is it?
It's a person. Yeah, one of the niggas.
Bloke.
Yeah, bloke. Like a lad.
With my blokes.
You know the
blokes.
Lads?
Blokes? I've heard lads. I never heard bloke.
Blokes in the stew.
You up on the UK say. Slang.
I don't, nigga.
That's not even slang. I feel like that's that slang?
Crazy.
I mean, I guess it is.
Language.
Gotta get you out there, man.
Niggas speak English, bro.
If I was like, Hermano, you know that?
That's me. That's crazy.
Yo, apparently Haitians is Latino, bro. So you feel me?
Oh, shit.
This man's is living.
Seen that on the list. I was like, hey, yo.
Sheesh.
Shout out to them.
Rihanna.
Ooh.
Super Bowl.
Making it happen.
Halftime show. She got the nod. Do we think new music is coming before?
Halftime Fenty pop-up.
That shit gonna be hard.
She's about to be
I'm trying to
go. It's gonna be the Fenty Bowl.
I'll be surprised if she doesn't drop new music.
I think it's in,
I'll be really surprised if she doesn't. Because it's the biggest, one of the biggest events of the year, you feel me, in terms of American culture.
She doesn't need to.
She doesn't need to,
but
it's
would be a great
attention on you.
Who you think she's gonna bring out is the real question.
I don't know. You think Kanye's gonna pop up?
You think
so many
Jay-Z, Kanye.
You think Rocky might pop out?
They don't have any collaborations, though.
They do have a
bro,
song.
That nigga gonna,
But not, bro.
When you gonna propose to her at the Super Bowl? I'm calling that shit right now.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
So who's gonna come to the Super Bowl?
He's gonna propose to her at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that would be a force.
That would be.
That's mad.
Breaking
that's,
news.
That's some attention seeking.
Yeah, that
was
yeah, it really is. I didn't
Arizona.
Arizona.
That's
about
hot.
To be 110 degrees.
Oh, it is gonna be.
I think it's the winter.
Oh, but
they also play in the. They play in a dome.
In the dome, right?
Yeah, I was
about to say. But also, it's in February.
It's that college, right? They play out
State
Phoenix.
Nah. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's the State Farm Stadium.
Okay,
I think they have a different name,
but
yeah, it would be some attention seeking shit. But the reason I don't think that she necessarily needs to drop new music is because it's like it's a legacy act type of thing. That's when you're gonna hear the "Now Live Your Life."
No, hey, you can hear all the hey, bangers, hey. All the classics.
Like, you know that she's gonna play all the
Shine
classics
by like a diamond.
That shit crazy.
That would be but such just, a good like song be a good to end off on.
Fact, she ends on that song. Lamar wins his beautiful MVP. You know, Super Bowl.
Is she gonna bring out Jay-Z?
That's
maybe
what I'm saying.
Run this
know
town. Who knows?
What no, did he say on no that one song?
Umbrella.
No crowd.
Yeah, that sounds bad. He didn't make that remix. He did not need to make that remix.
Little Miss Sunshine. At least tell me where we at.
Is Drake popping out?
I hope not.
Probably not.
I don't definitely think the relationship not is where it used to be.
Definitely nah, she got brown. Kendrick.
She got to do work. Just don't do his verse. But you got to do work.
She does not have to do work. She got better songs than
that's
that
her biggest song, bro.
No, it's not.
What the fuck?
I truly think it is, bro.
I think Needed Me is even higher than that.
You no, Needed Me is a better song.
My name's even play higher than that.
Way.
Needed Me. That shit's hard. Shine bright like a diamond. That's better than
I
that.
I would be so surprised if I search with Rihanna on Spotify right now and Work's not the first song.
It's dude, not. It's Umbrella.
It's Umbrella.
Under my umbrella.
I don't even think Work is,
work
a top
is not
five
even in the
Love
top
in the Brain is almost at a billion.
Love on
the
Brain.
Needing Me is a billion. You feel me?
Nigga, like, you don't know nothing. Look at you. You think Drake is that nigga, but Rihanna's really that
I
nigga.
I didn't even say all that. I want to hear.
I'm excited for this
yo,
shit.
What's that song? Like, oh shit.
I'm going to keep it a bean. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm not even that big of a Rihanna fan. I don't really like her music like
same
that.
Moment, never,
I really like Antsy a lot.
Yeah, Antsy was cool, but I've really never know been a huge fan of her work like on me. But mm-hmm, like, I'm excited for this shit because if she can drop new music, I mean, Frank can drop new music.
They're I saying, mean, anything's they're saying possible. On it.
Anything's possible.
Did you see the same Twitter dude who like got Kendrick out of retirement? He tried to do the same shit with Frank.
I want to know why that nigga's from mm-hmm Boston and don't tap into nothing in Boston.
He's from Boston.
I want to know why he don't tap into shit that's happening in
yo,
Boston.
Get how old is he's bro.
I think he's college age. So because he goes to a school in okay the South, but oh, in North Carolina.
Oh,
but
so
I'm like,
yo,
yeah, but he be here though. Mm. Like for like vacations and shit, because he live here. This is his yeah home. So I'm like, why that nigga don't be? I don't know if he be at the shows. I don't know nothing
maybe
about
he
this
do
nigga.
Do you know what
probably
he looks like?
Internet
I do know what
nigga,
he
bro
looks like, but I'm mm saying, why
some
that nigga don't be tapped into
shit
like he don't be talking about Boston shit like anywhere? I went through his tweets. He don't talk about Boston music.
You gotta go get right with him. Damn.
All
right.
Maybe not even like that, but like maybe that nigga need to, like that nigga need to get initiated into the culture.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, invite him out to the shows.
He gotta get initiated into the culture for real, because I feel like. It's interesting that that's like the way his platform was built.
He does
by
have a
like,
huge platform now.
Yeah, his platform
at this
was
point,
built.
There's like, I don't know why there's a certain person out that like it's the music Twitter heads
yeah,
like
rap Twitter.
Who's the black woman? Like, what's her name? Didi? Is it Didi?
Mm-hmm. I'm not on rap Twitter. I'm gonna keep it a bean, bro. Like my Twitter feed is chaotic.
I'm sure it is.
Very hectic.
I'm sure it is.
But I fuck with some of the stuff that he be saying. I fuck with how like diverse his like palette for hip hop is. I would like to see that nigga have more stuff. I don't like that nigga's not good in the community. And I feel like it's no, like to me, whenever I see Boston in your bio or Boston in your location, that means that I need to have seen you in Boston. Or if I go to some shit, there's a chance that I could see you in
that's
Boston.
Right, yeah.
And if I don't see you, if you're not there, you're not good in the community for real. Like, you know what I mean? I want to be able to see niggas that are like representation of this community in the community for real. Pull up to the events. Pull up on the podcast, dude. Like, you know what I mean? You're a real nigga. Like, pull up the stuff. Pull up the stuff.
Well, we got to find out if you're a real nigga. I can't tell that on the internet.
Sorry. Hey, man. He is a
well,
nigga.
I'm sure you might be. You might be. But, you know, shout out to Rihanna. That's going to be two Super Bowls in a year that I know are going to be guaranteed to be fired.
Bro, that halftime show last year was mid, bro.
Nah,
you gotta stop
nah,
gassing.
It was dope, bro. It was
good. Who's
I'm not saying it was
like
amazing, bro. It wasn't amazing.
Snoop Dogg and all them niggas
bro
and Dr. Dre. That shit was mid.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah,
Eminem.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Like the last one I watched was Travis.
You wasn't here when we watched that together?
Nah, I don't think he was here. But I just that
nah,
shit,
it was Jaleel.
That shit was mid, bro. Okay. Like we gassed it
nah,
enough.
Nah, but it was cool, bro.
It was cool, but
it was a celebration.
I only remember Kendrick's part.
Yeah,
that shit was tough.
And 50 Cent. Fucking hanging upside
oh,
down.
Oh, yeah.
And I should
remember
that.
Oh, yeah, they had him on stage when that
yeah
show.
Yeah. Let's be honest, though. Rihanna, Rihanna's a performer.
Oh, she's gonna kill
that
it.
That shit's about to be bust. The likes that we haven't seen since Beyonce.
Facts.
And Beyonce's was hard. Mm-hmm. You know who won the Super Bowl that year too? The Ravens. So like, we're gonna run it back.
Yo, I don't want to get too much into football because you know.
Nah, let's talk about this. No, Lamar's a real nigga.
I'm gonna say one thing. I pray that he goes this whole year without being injured.
Do you believe in God?
Because he's risking it, bro.
He doesn't, though.
I pray to the universe, bro.
I pray to the universe, make it clear.
Nah, bro. I say God, but even
then. I want to make sure you're not praying to God that you don't believe it.
That's
then
a universal word.
Hex.
That's a universal word, bro. You feel me? Higher power, universe, God. To me, it's all the same thing, bro. We just call it different things. All right? But I'm just saying, he's betting on himself. The situation right now is he's the most talented player in the NFL. No doubt about it, right? But he does not have a contract extension yet.
And he also doesn't. His agent is his mom. It's him and his mom.
And they want, so
far.
They have an agent. And they want guaranteed amount. Like, they're willing to give him the amount he's looking for, but it's not guaranteed. And with football contracts, they don't like to give guaranteed money because there's a lot of risk, especially with a mobile quarterback. And that's what they're going to try to use to, you know, just
even though the majority, the majority of quarterback injuries happen in the pocket. Lamar's never been injured outside the pocket. Quarterbacks get injured. Like, this doesn't happen. Like, mobile quarterbacks get injured. Like, barely any of them get, like, since what? RG3? And wasn't that nigga was in the pocket when that shit happened to him, too?
Tight.
Cam Newton got beat up that one game, and that nigga never been the same since. And that happened, what? In the pocket.
Yeah, maybe. But all I'm saying is this. He's taking a risk because he hasn't signed a contract extension. He's balling out. He's having an early MVP favorite season. It's almost so disconnected. He don't know what's going on.
That nigga's slow.
I just imagining Lamar.
I just hope
highlights.
That he could go the whole season without being injured so he can get that guaranteed breath. That's it.
And you know what that will do?
I'm
because we see what happens with the injury, like the risk that takes place with all these players. You seen what happened to Tua the other day. You feel me? And the way that they're doing that nigga is grease. That shit's egregious.
He might not play football again, bro.
That shit's egregious.
That nigga's throwing up sets. Like, yo, that nigga was done. Yo.
I heard the reason for that is like the brain like lost connection with his
finger.
You lose
functionality for a second where it's like you're just a dead body, my nigga.
Did you see that shit, bro?
This nigga just throwing up sets.
I'm
pulling that up. Like, what the fuck? Like, bro, that shit was bad.
Bro, and it's crazy because the week before, he tripped up. Like he got bad. He got concussed.
It was bad.
And they put him back the next week, bro. They don't give a fuck about these athletes,
bro.
Look
at this shit. Ah, shit. So bad.
Look at this shit. Trouble, 0-2. Tua Tagovailoa, the catch. Penalty flag comes in, and Tua Tagovailoa was roughed at
then
the end of the release. The pass rusher
the
came on top of him there.
It's because he hit his head on the ground. Look.
Suffered some type of an injury on this play. We have Teddy Bridgewater in the game.
He shakes
right
his head.
Tagovailoa,
he's walking, he's shaking his head.
Getting up.
Trips up. Weakening knees.
Bad, bro.
That was last Sunday.
Mashed potatoes now, bro.
Mashed potatoes.
And then they took him out of the game. This is what happened. They put him in the concussion protocol, and then they put the nigga back in the game that same game.
Really?
Right? In the same game. He finished the game. They won the game. But they put him back in the game that same game, right? Then 4 days later, and you know what they say about concussions, right? When you get a concussion within that first week, like if anything happens to your head again, like that might be it for you, nigga. You could die.
Yeah,
4 days later on Thursday Night Football, this is what happened to the nigga.
His ability to make adjustments at halftime. Mm.
Sorry, this is super unrelated. Shout out to Tua and all this. This is a horrible play. This nigga suck. I'm sorry. I also don't fuck with this nigga. This nigga's horrible. But regardless of it, if he's good or bad, this should not be happening to niggas. Because as you can see, the running back at the top of the screen is wide open. That's his check down option. All he has to do is look over there and throw it to him.
Man.
I'm sorry. But also.
He's not lying.
Also, your defender is coming in from your right side. Don't run to your right.
Left.
He's too late.
With the brain. And down he goes. Slung down his own
feet. Look at his fingers, bro.
He's like, oh my god.
I don't even want to laugh. Like, that's bad,
shit.
Bro. That's bad.
Why you
saying
that?
Wobbly, the training staff.
Bro, that's
out.
Like, that's a disgrace to the NFL, bro. Like, he's not
so
a disgrace.
So it's raps for him?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. They put that nigga, they took him to the doctors, right? They took him to a medical facility.
Put him on a stretcher.
Hold on, you gotta see the replays. All the 7,000 fucking replays that they showed of this shit, bro. That shit's fucked up, but they showed this shit so many times. Leave that up there.
Yo, you're
a bad person. I don't
wanna
watch that, bro.
You're a bad person, bro.
But they took the nigga to a medical facility, right? And then they checked for a concussion, whatever. And then they were like, all right, bet, whatever. They put that nigga on the plane. They had that nigga watching movies and shit while he was on the plane. And they were like, yeah, he's having a good time. He's smiling. Why'd they put him on a plane, bro?
No medical access, nothing. God forbid he has a seizure right and all there, that shit. Yeah.
They put him on the plane. Now he's in Miami, and they're like, oh, it's questionable whether he'll play. They still want to play the nigga.
That's crazy.
They still want to play him.
For next week?
They lost this game. And I think that's what they're thinking. They're like, damn, we was 3-0 that nigga.
I will say
even with the concussion.
Find the fuck out of the Miami Dolphins if he plays tomorrow.
And
bro,
this is the same, to be honest with you, this shouldn't even be a question of whether or not this nigga should be playing the game.
Wait, what? If he played this past Thursday, he's not playing Sunday,
not Sunday,
bro.
I'm talking about the next week, the next game. Yeah, okay. Not the next week, the next game. But I'm saying, this nigga shouldn't even be an option. It shouldn't even be like one of those things where they're thinking about, even if this nigga says, I'm good to go, I'm gonna be like, shut the fuck up, sit the fuck on the bench. You're not playing.
No bullshit.
Nigga, you can barely walk. You're not good to play. What's up with this? You see how hard he got slammed? He hit his head right in the same spot. Nigga couldn't even move his arms. The last time I seen some shit like this, you remember what happened to Ryan Shazier? It was also against the Bengals. That's interesting. No bullshit. But when that shit happened to that nigga, it's like, yo, I see this shit happening. And I think what niggas really have to understand at the end of the day is that it's football. It's a sport. It's for entertainment. This shit's not worth your life.
Yeah.
Nigga's brain is mush.
You see that? It's not worth his life. It's not worth anyone's life. It's a sport. You feel me? Niggas getting paid a bunch of dollars. His contract is up at the end of the season as well. He's up for an extension as well. And that's probably why he's so adamant on playing, because he's playing really well, whatever. But it's like, sometimes you got to save the players from themselves, and the team has to do a way better job of not even putting the players in that situation in the first place. Because like you said, this shit happens to Lamar, nigga. I'm M&T Bank on dogs. If something like that happens to Lamar Jackson, bro, niggas going to see niggas act out of character.
I'm praying for that, man.
You know, nigga...
Even if he's fine in the next couple weeks or so, we gotta wait the next couple of years just to make sure this nigga's actually straight.
Oh, shit.
You feel me? Wow. We almost lost this nigga.
The 508 God gone, nigga.
Career ended. Yeah. Quick, nigga.
If you have children and all that, would you let them play football?
Depends, bro. If they want to play, bro, they love the game.
I ain't letting them niggas play that. The only way they're going to love the game is if you introduce them to the game.
I'm going
to
watch it, though. I like football. I'll be watching that shit. You don't be watching it. That's the thing. If they watching it, I want to play, it's going to be a decision. But I think for me, it's really just I'm going to let them know the risk that comes with it and be like, this is what could happen. I'm going to show them the clips. I'm going to show them Antonio Brown flashing really people in the pool that, and all this weird shit.
At that age? To be like, okay, what's all that?
When I was younger, I could.
They might be like, that nigga lit.
Yeah, there was a video on TMZ of that nigga. He was in the pool sexually harassing this lady. It was I think it was all in fun, whatever, but shit was weird. Nigga dick was out. Nigga's ass was out. That nigga be on some nut shit, bro. I be defending him. Can't defend everything. Yeah. That nigga just be wilding, bro. AB, man.
Oh, what's the little song you got? Doom, doom,
facts.
Doom.
And you're like, doom. Put that shit on.
Put that shit on.
Nigga took that shit off in the pool. That's bad. But all this to say, prayers up for Tua, man. Crazy. Hopefully, you know what I mean, for players in general, because we see the risk that comes with it. Lamar's situation is even more significant, because if he's able to do that shit, then that means that there can be guaranteed money for players in the NFL. Would really mean a lot, especially when shit like this could happen any given Sunday. You feel me?
And that's why you need that guarantee, bro. This man might not play another snap if it gets bad enough. And then what? Everything he's dedicated for years, is gone. Now.
And his brain's fucked up at that point.
Yeah. That's the thing. And they're not going to do shit for that nigga after the league.
At all.
That's a fact.
Feel me? All
right, man. Before we get out of here, I got some nominees for Bad for the Community for this week. All right? And we can, y'all pick who's the nominee, and then we could further discuss it. All right? So, among nominees of Bad for the Community, and if y'all want to throw in something, right, we could do it. DaBaby. Underselling his expectations, you feel me? And
17K.
That makes him bad though.
Bad for the
community. He put Meg in that video.
He's just been bad for the community in general.
Yeah, Meg look-alike in the video.
We've been talking about him just being bad for the community, and now I feel like we just finally seeing.
We really put the stamp on him,
dude. I'm glad this nigga's out of here, bro. I'm genuinely glad, bro. This nigga was a cancer to the black community, bro. You rapping about terrible shit. You not doing anything that's transcending the culture,
when you're referring
bro.
To terrible shit, what do you mean by that?
The way,
his
in the content rapping, of the music,
the content of his what he raps about, killing niggas every song.
Every song. A lot of his favorite rappers do. What do you mean?
That's not true.
Why is that a knock against him?
All right, so
nigga, you fuck with Jhero Heavy.
Hold on, I don't want to be a hypocrite, right?
Pasto.
I fuck with Herbo too.
I fuck with Herbo. I fuck with Lil Baby. I fuck with all of these niggas. I feel like for me personally, there's nuance when they do rap about them that shit. Cause it's like, for a lot of the time, it feels like, yo, we're talking about
an
experience.
From Cairo that G Herbo wasn't even there.
Cairo.
Yeah, no limit, Cairo.
Dick eating nigga, bro. Like, bro, like you running off a clout. Cause no, cause that's your man's, and now you're doing that when you still in Chicago. Dick eating, bro. Pete, a lot of the times,
the opposite of
a lot of the times, bro.
Like, that's hating.
No, for you to hop on a platform to hate on a nigga, dick eating, bro. To me.
Say hey, he wasn't there. I
just feel like there's nuance with it. It's like, yo, we've transcended past all this violence that we've been through. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is them just like, oh, I want to make, you know, a song that bump, and I'm just going to say that. I don't usually fuck with shit like that. But DaBaby, when he just raps about it like it's fashionable. Not like it's like a traumatic experience that I had to survive from, but literally just like, any opportunity I get, I'm going to murk a black man. Like, that's
just
how
you look
at
me the wrong way. I guess I'm going to kill the nigga.
Like, that's just...
Oh, you sound like him, bro.
It's just so surface level. Like, it's not a story within it. It's just surface level. And, bro, even the shit he's done with, like, his baby moms, like, embarrassing her on IG. Just, like... Just being a terrible influence, bro. Like, we don't even got to talk about
I bought tickets to DaBaby concert for $16 last time he was in Boston.
God, did you go?
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
It was lit.
Nah, it was actually crazy. He was interacting with the crowd and shit. I wasn't dancing, nigga.
Where was
nigga.
He performing at?
House of Blues.
Okay. Yeah. What year was this?
This was right before. This was in 2021.
Oh, seen XO in the crowd. I thought about killing nigga.
Yo, 2024. That nigga gonna be doing dap upstairs.
That's a fuss.
That's crazy, nigga.
That's a fuss.
Yeah, he's gonna go out like what's man's who came out here and had like 13 people watching him.
Smoke Perk.
Oh, Smoke Perk.
He's gonna go out that way. That's how I'm called. But wait, that's just one of the nominees. My bad. The next nominee is Brett Favre. Who's truly bad for the community in every single way, bro. This man been siphoning money from the welfare program in Mississippi funneling it. The poorest state in the United States.
I didn't know that.
The poorest people of the poorest state.
And in Mississippi, a lot of niggas don't have clean water.
Like, and he's been funneling that money to himself, enriching himself, and also building a volleyball arena, stadium, whatever. For the college that his daughter plays for. So a whole bunch of
like pandemic
fuck
shit. I didn't know that.
Brett Favre, yes.
I didn't know that.
Green Bay Packers Super Bowl
crazy.
Winning Brett Favre, yes. And bro, you know who's crazy. A part of that lawsuit too, the civil lawsuit?
Nope.
Ted DiBiase.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you meant like someone from the NFL. I didn't know that.
That's crazy,
nigga,
too.
Nigga, that's the $1 million man. What you expect from that nigga?
That nigga walked up to niggas.
I recognize that
name.
I'm not gonna lie, that's kind of hard. I'm sorry. That nigga walked up to niggas and looked at him. He looked niggas in the eye and said, everyone's got a price. Everyone's got to pay. But the $1 million man will always get his way and laugh in niggas' face. I seen that nigga give. He offered $100 to a kid and said, I'll give you $100. You can bounce that basketball 10 times. Nigga said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Kick that shit out. The nigga, he's like, oh, you lost. What do you expect from that nigga?
He showed his true colors.
What do you expect from that nigga that got a diamond encrusted title belt and said, I'm the $1 million champion. That nigga's not touching me. I'm sorry, man.
I can't get behind
that. I don't condone it. But like, you know that. What do you expect from that nigga? You can be mad at him, but don't make it seem like the nigga from Fairy Odd Parents
with the big ass hat.
But don't make it seem like it's not. Brett Favre was like, damn, nigga. You doing this and this. That's evil. But Ted DiBiase, come on now. You thought he was playing a character. Come on now. I'm going to put
So now what?
As funny as that is.
So what, they're going to make him pay a fine? Now what?
It's a civil lawsuit. So yes, if he loses the lawsuit, he's going to have to pay back the money. But it's not even close to the amount of money that they've been stealing away from people. They're talking about the amount is up to $70 million that they've been taking from this program, bro. That's fucking wild, bro. The rich is only getting richer. And then we have discussions about systemic racism. And then people have the audacity to look black people crazy, bro. When we say shit like this, bro. As if it's not happening right in front of us in 2022, bro. Bold ass niggas, bro, who are already enriched. And then they have the audacity to go on fucking iMessage and text each other like, yo, is the media gonna find out about this?
How they get the messages?
It's an iMessage.
Bro, it's iMessage. Nigga, you think Apple gonna protect you?
It's encrypted, but Apple.
Oh, no, because it's
law enforcement got involved.
They investigated it, bro.
I thought someone like leaked this.
Niggas, niggas ain't even doing their due diligence and hopping on, what's this shit that's... The scam, the Telegram, you feel me? Niggas ain't even bold enough to get on there. Scammers.
And that's what's worse about it, too, is because when you really think about it, it's that this shit is happening, like, up front. Niggas aren't barely even trying to cover this up. They're barely trying to do anything to make it seem like they're doing anything that's not nefarious. They know they're doing some, deep, like, dirty shit.
If you have to ask, will people find out about this? You're probably not on the right side of history.
Yeah, it's just egregious, bro.
He and should it's be also in jail. This shouldn't be a civil lawsuit. Should, I was about to say, that nigga need a criminal lawsuit, bro. Like,
Ted DiBiase too, but that thing was actually
all
like
all of them niggas involved, even the people who have been in powers and position, who've been like brought in to serve the public, and they are in charge of these funds, and they're misallocating these funds that belong to people in need, bro. The neediest of people, like,
and Brett Favre is famous, and he's rich and famous.
He can make a bag off of anything, but you know, he can do appearance.
Now imagine this. Imagine how many other billionaires, like millionaires and billionaires, are doing this shit right in front of your face that you don't know their names of.
Oh, for sure.
That are doing this shit. The media is probably not covering it the same way because this is Brett Favre. You feel me? That nigga football star is football.
The media is barely covering
right now. Exactly.
I didn't even know the full story.
Bro, I'm sure every city is doing this in some way, bro.
Yeah. Why is it a black kid, man?
And this nigga Ted DiBiase was walking around with a slave, basically.
Dribble basketball 10 times. Let me see you dribble basketball 10 times.
He said, this is light.
Four, five,
he almost didn't
seven,
do it.
Eight, nine, ten. Good. Four.
He said, you can do it. I know that you are capable of doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Sean. If you can dribble this basketball 15 times consecutively without missing, look at here. I'm going to give you $500. Now, I know you and your family.
I ain't even 100. 500.
Nigga, I would have been calling him too.
This nigga said, I know you and your family need this.
Said, that nigga Virgil, a nigga, is slave basically. You're standing there being like, I got you. It's
crazy.
He's good money.
Sean, 15 times. WWE, this is
fun. Thousands of people.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oops.
Oh. This nigga's a
dickhead. He's
a wild bee. 15, Sean.
You didn't I don't think this nigga's processing what's going on.
For real.
He said, what do you have to say?
Look at him. He's just like, yo, my nigga, what?
Yo, what if that nigga hit the spin move when he tried to kick it? Like, fuck out of here, bitch, nigga.
And he laughed, that evil ass laugh, and he's walking away.
That's what he did when he left the welfare program with his fucking 2 million, nigga. Oh, that's
nigga, what
terrible,
is his theme song, nigga? Money.
I don't
money.
Even think I need to do the third nominee, bro. As bad as DaBaby is, bro, this is terrible for the community. And like
bad,
I said,
yeah.
Charge these niggas criminally, all right, bro? Do not, like, this is a criminal offense. Stop letting shit. This is disturbing on a lot of things, bro. All right, what else I got on this list? Yo, y'all fucking with the Jeffrey Dahmer Netflix dog?
Nah, nigga, I ain't
watched that.
Third nigga, though? Who you about to say third, bro?
I was gonna say the vape is bad for the community.
Oh, no, bro. That shit
we
is
haven't
bad,
had that
nigga.
Conversation.
That shit is bad.
That shit might be up
I
there.
I tweeted it. I was like, yo, when we gonna have the dialogue about, like, the real pandemic?
That's not
wait,
pandemic,
wait, what was that wait, about? Up, what was man? That about, Eves?
That's an endemic.
What's up? He know I'm looking at him.
Nigga, Tone will be fiending.
You got that shit in your pocket
nah,
right now?
Nah, he be fiending, but he be doing
do,
it, though.
Yeah,
you do
I,
got
I,
it in
here.
Yo, I seen this nigga Tomo on stage, bro. He was doing this a bunch without the mic in your hand. I was like, why is he doing that?
Hey, what are you talking about?
At the chamber. I watched the video back. You kept doing this. And I was like, why is he doing that?
Let me see. I gotta see.
We don't gotta do all that.
I don't know, nigga.
He said,
But then you was to the side, and then you started vaping on the side.
All right,
wait. Was I coughing,
let's,
though?
Let's get into a real convo. Let's get into a real, I feel like it's a real conversation. You feel me? Like, this is the new,
this is
the new wave. You feel me? Like, we were supposed to be the generation that beat nicotine. Nope, they just put it in a new form, and now niggas is on it, bro.
We gotta throw tomatoes at niggas to get them to stop.
Like,
I mean, start booing niggas. Right, what's the thought process? Everyone got bodily autonomy. You do what you want to do, but it's like,
I
want
to know what's the thought
niggas
process.
Just don't know the health effects of this shit in 10 years, so that's why it's bad.
But you know it's not good for you.
Yeah.
So what's the? I guess like what's the? Because we all do things that aren't good for us. Like, you feel me? We all got our different vices, so it's like I can't be a hypocrite. I'll still go and put marijuana smoke in my lungs. I know that shit don't belong there, my nigga. Or you might be watching and have a drink of alcohol. You know that shit not better for you than water. But sometimes you say, hey, fuck it. This is what we gotta do to
sucks.
We got a short life to live.
Yeah.
And everything.
But the frequency of the vaping, I feel like, it's crazy. like the accessibility. It's like every 2 minutes a nigga's just puffing. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, them niggas be, that's
like,
bad,
God
bro.
Damn.
I done seen that nigga. That shit's bad, bro.
Do you have plans to like slowly stop, or is it like, nah, I'm cooling?
Yeah, eventually I'm gonna stop. This is what it is. Sometimes I just don't do it. Sometimes, like, the whole time when I went to Georgia for that 2 weeks, I didn't bring no vape. I was just like, yeah, I'm about to just cool with my family. It just be sometimes, nigga, I just be like, nigga, I'm trying to vape.
What, it provides like a head rush? Like, what is
like,
it?
What, like, yeah, what does that do for you?
Bro, you just gotta hit it.
No, I'm good, bro. You know that, right?
Nah.
You basically just smoking cigarettes.
They said cigarettes are healthier than the vapes.
Whoa.
Yeah, they did say that because it's not as condensed. As far as like the nicotine, like
the concentration.
But I thought, but that's not the only bad part about a cigarette, bro. Your teeth turn yellow, start falling off, your breath stink, you stink. Like at least the vape like avoids that part of it. You feel me? You avoid at least the damage.
You could charge those shits in some cases. So it's like it's reusable, it's rechargeable.
He says it's good for the environment.
Better for the environment.
The nigga
Environment, but that's crazy.
But it's just funny, like every like other YouTube ad is like, you think it's solving your anxiety and your depression, but it's actually making it worse.
I seen that shit on WWE, nigga.
Shit.
Oh shit.
You know how they be having to like say no to drug shit? They had that shit on WWE. They was like, yo, it was like in between on Raw, every episode now, they be like, yo, stop vaping. Yeah, like, that shit bad
because they know they target market corrupted, bro. It's over, bro.
Probably because niggas be vaping in the arena. And they be like, yo, don't fucking come here and do that shit.
Niggas, always vaping in the arena. Crazy.
Yeah, I be seeing niggas do that shit. They be smoking. They just like, fuck the vaping shit. Niggas be bringing in like their weed. They be smoking in the venue.
I saw security take a blunt out of a nigga's mouth at the Kendrick, at the Cuddy show. Yeah, at a Cuddy show, yeah. Stepped on that shit.
Stepped on it. Nigga,
stepped
you want
on
me
it,
some
took
weed,
the blunt out the
bro.
Mouth.
Fuck out of here, bro.
Why the fuck you smoking inside?
And that shit crazy.
Bro, everybody smokes at concerts, bro.
Not supposed to.
You're not,
nigga,
like, what?
I know you're not
so
supposed
if you
to.
Get
but
caught, can you be
bro,
mad?
I don't smoke at no
but
concert.
They don't even care, bro. They don't even care.
You smoke at concerts?
I do not.
The thing is, if
everybody
they
don't do that shit,
should you be mad at yourself or mad at the person that caught you?
Definitely mad at yourself.
No, mad at yourself. Yeah. Obviously, yeah. It's against the rules. But I'm just saying,
like,
you didn't have
one.
To do all that. You didn't have to do all that, though. I understand, like, you could take it that far, but nigga, just tell me to put it away, bro. I ain't gonna smoke it, bro. As simple as that.
Nah, because as soon as you walk away,
you
don't
gotta,
you gotta think about that.
If he steps on it, then I understand. But don't step on it the first time.
But typically,
that's
the artists who be performing be encouraging the audience members,
bro,
too.
Bro,
and there'd be a disconnect between that shit.
There's a culture, literally, quick pat, boom, boom, boom. The moment you're in there, everybody's lighting up,
everybody
bro. That's
got
just
some shit.
That's what it is, bro. Huh?
Not at TD.
TD Garden, that don't happen? Ever?
I mean, you can still, you can find a way.
I was with somebody.
You can find a way. No, you
TV.
Can find a way, but I'm saying it's not just a pat down, nigga. They go through your bag.
Oh, yeah,
they go through
the bags, fast. Yeah.
And now in certain venues, and now MGM and shit, and all them venues that they're doing over there, nigga, you have to have a clear bag. They got to be able to see what's in your bag, and they go through it still.
They still go through it.
But hey, man, I don't want to preach too much. Like, if this is something you're dealing with, I would encourage you to, you know.
Facts. Find
alternatives. Find alternatives.
Eat some celery. That shit always do the trick.
Like I said, we all got our vices. I'm not here to like.
I would have said peanut butter.
I'm not here to knock anybody's vices or anything. We all got
peanut
it.
Butter.
That's crazy.
I love some peanut butter.
Some Nutella on the celery.
No, we ain't fucking with Nutella. Nutella on the celery.
I'm like, that shit might be crazy.
I can't do that.
We might have just did something. Hold on. We got to try that.
Their cameras are off at this point, so we kind of just got to roll. Hey, man, we gave y'all a great episode. I hope y'all, you know, stuck around to enjoy all the conversations, stuck around for our guy, EXO.
Of course.
Feel me? Blank EP coming soon. We're excited. Young Rob Project coming soon.
Nah, 508 God Project.
Young Rob is dead. I forgot, bro.
I was about to say, you changed everything?
Yo, that
was official.
It's God.
It's Next Rob the 508 God. It's not Rob the 508 God, but I still got to keep the Rob around.
I got
you feel
IG
me?
Right now, what it look like. Let me see something.
It's going to say Rob.
508 so when God. you introduce it, you can't be like, yo, it's Young Rob on the mic.
He
you gotta say it's 508 God
said
on the mic.
That's why he said y'all gonna
no,
like
don't
this
say
one.
Rob at all.
You could have did that whole shit for the chamber. That could have been like
rebirth.
That
would have
been hard. You might could have won if you
but
did
I
that.
Lost, so I like no, that. Saying, I went down in flames. And
he's saying, like, if you had done it so that you were like, yo, Young Rob is not on this bill. Da, da, da.
Oh,
so you
put out the 2 seconds
for Young Rob. You're like, it's the 508 God.
First thing Nate knew he was doing. I go to this nigga's page. On the post, you see Nate's comment. Good luck to you, my brother. Hoping to see you on the other side. Handshake.
the light skin hand.
I'm telling y'all about that. Like, that nigga changes the handshake emoji for everyone he's talking about.
Man. They should have that shit mixed. They don't got the mixed hands.
They do.
You the mixed colors?
Yeah, you can switch.
Oh, shit. It's a dark hand and the light skin hand. Shake your hand.
Ah, that's fire.
Hey, man.
I didn't peek, nigga.
You already know we rocking. We're back. And we're going to be more consistent.
Yes,
and we got a lot more content coming for y'all.
Shout out to everyone that got nominated for Boston Music Award that we know, Facts. That we rock with. Zola, Key.
That we rock with.
You know what I mean? Facts. Hawes, Stefan.
Facts.
Hey, yo, the real ones. Sure. Game, I need y'all to flood. Facts. I need y'all to flood this shit, bro. This snub is ridiculous.
If y'all feel some type of way, let them niggas know. I ain't going to speak on it. I ain't got nothing to say to them niggas.
I'm going
to
say, I fuck with the BMAs regardless if I get nominated or not.
Speak on that shit. Speak on
them niggas ain't never did nothing to me personally, so I fuck with them still.
Hey,
man, I don't know them niggas.
We out.
I know you got more to say.
I need to stop calling white people niggas anyways, bro.
Shit. That's the day. Today's the day.